of the security issues are deemed critical.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Nervous grown-ups.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Now have more worries over toys imported from China. The world's largest toy maker is about to make a new announcement in a couple of hours about potentially dangerous toys. Here's CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett.
No laughing matter for Elmo. Who was part of a major toy recall earlier this month. 1.5 million Fisher-Price toys made in China were pulled because of lead paint problems. Mattel will announce another recall that's linked to products produced by the Chinese. The company has taken out ads. A full-page one in today's New York Times details more lead paint hazards and risks to kids of small, high-powered magnets.
I'm Celia Hatton in Beijing. The latest Mattel recall is bad news for Chinese toy manufacturers. Despite the Chinese government's efforts to clean up the problem, banning exports from companies involved in two previous recalls, product safety concerns continue to dog Chinese factories. China makes 80% of the world's toys, and the country's key southern industrial belt could be hard hit if the label Made in China becomes a liability when parents shop for toys.
From Nebraska to the Carolinas, the heat is on. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen says it will be another day of triple-digit temperatures.
The deep south and southern plains will continue to broil in temperatures that are going to be record-setting. We're looking at readings between 100 and 105 degrees, and that's without the heat index. It'll feel probably in some spots like it's about 110 to 115.
Well, Hawaii's Big Island is bracing for a glancing blow from Hurricane Flossie, the Category 3 storm. Storms expected to brush by to the south, and this woman's ready.
My windows are taped up. I really don't expect anything bad, but I do expect the rain.
As a precaution, the governor has activated the National Guard. And while the islands were waiting for Flossie, Hilo residents got a jolt from a magnitude 5.3 earthquake.
Well, it was just a rumble. The building shook.
Officials on the island say there were no injuries, no tsunami or any structural damage, just a small landslide. Still no decision from NASA on whether to schedule a spacewalk for the Endeavour astronauts to repair damage to the shuttle's heat shield tiles. CBS News correspondent Peter King has more on the story from the Kennedy Space Center.
As engineers continue to go over computer models and repair scenarios, they seem to be certain of one thing.
We're not talking about catastrophic damage.
But rather internal damage that mission manager John Shannon says could take weeks to find and fix.
And I'd like to avoid that if possible.
Shannon says they've seen other shuttles come back with this kind of gouge and no further damage, but engineers will take the rest of today and probably tomorrow to look at the data and make sure they're right. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Crews are drilling a third hole at the Utah coal mine where six men were trapped by a collapse more than a week ago. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick is in Huntington, Utah, with more on efforts to locate the miners.
I'm very disappointed to be telling you that we have not found six alive miners.
But mine co-owner Bob Murray says there are plenty of reasons for hope. A camera was lowered down the second drill hole for a better look at the conditions there. The Mine Safety and Health Administration's Richard Stickler says it was rigged with a homemade lighting system.
We indeed did get more detailed pictures.
But still no
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment.
Call the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The cops think booze may have played a role in the death of a woman found at a campsite near Breckenridge. A man stabbed in the thigh in an apparent domestic dispute says he woke up the next morning, found his 29-year-old girlfriend dead, apparently of alcohol poisoning. Toxicology results expected in about a week. No big changes coming for Quest. That's the word from new CEO Ed Miller, who says he plans to focus on the fundamentals with an emphasis on customer service.
You know, I think you just look at the people out here and see the logos on their chest would kind of speak to the pride of the place.
Quest is competing for customers in an era of bundled packages offering telephone, wireless, internet, and TV services. Colorado Springs Airport evacuated for about 2.5 hours yesterday after somebody phoned in a bomb threat. Several hundred people had to be evacuated. At least 4 planes were diverted before a search by officers and bomb-sniffing dogs turned up nothing. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, highways filling in quickly across the metro area. Already have a lot of traffic north on I-25 right through the tech center. Of course, on the opposite side of town on your southbound 25 lanes through Thornton and North Glen. Eastbound 270 getting busy across Commerce City, but looks like we have no wrecks or major problems. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy skies expected. It'll be hot again with a high of 95 tonight.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Turk, are your kids in school?
Yeah, my daughter's in school. But she's on that on-track program. She's off here in a couple of weeks for 3 weeks, and then back on for 9 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of kids are in school. I know they're in school around the country because my nephew, Eli, down in New Albany, Mississippi, where it was 106 degrees yesterday, is in school. And I remember the days, here we go with the old man remembrances. And I don't know if you remember this. I don't know if it went on when you went to school, John, or not. But when I went to school, and when it would reach 100, 101 in Southern California, or if the ozone level would get too heavy and there'd be too much smog. And can you believe we had smog alerts and ozone problems back in
the early 60s?
Yeah, the 60s and into the 70s. We would be let out of school.
Nah, we never had that problem here in Colorado, really.
Do you have air conditioning in your school?
Well, yeah, of course. We had air conditioning.
Yeah, we didn't have it. We didn't have any air conditioning.
But it rarely ever reached 100 degrees, you know, between September and May.
Yeah, September is when it would get that high. September is when it would get that high.
How hot was it yesterday, Jay? Did you see anything?
I don't know what the official temperature was. I don't know what the official high was yesterday, but I had at one point 98 degrees.
Yeah, and the old record was 96, so it was a record breaker, I believe, yesterday.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not real sure about that, but it was hot yesterday. And how do I know it was hot yesterday? Because in all his infinite wisdom, my trainer Keith had me doing these bizarre exercises of running up and down a basketball court in the heat.
Fun. That sounds like a lot of fun.
So I woke up this morning, and I'm now 35 pounds from my goal weight.
Congratulations.
So get out there, run your fat butt off in the heat, and anything is possible. 13 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Nothing today. We're not going to say anything today that we haven't already been able to say about Karl Rove. We're not even going to go down that road, but we are going to have Rich Masters on maybe on Friday to talk about Rove and also some other stuff going on, including Mitt Romney's win in Iowa. And John and I had to laugh because there are some talk show hosts here. We're not going to say who they are. But they were trumpeting Tom Tancredo's fourth-place victory. How do you claim victory if you come in 4 out of 6?
That was the direct quote, fourth-place victory.
No, seriously, how do you consider that to be a victory if you come in 4th out of 6? I mean, either you win. Well, all right, look at motor racing. Man, I'm not talking about NASCAR. But I'm talking about Formula One. I'm talking about Rolex Grand Am, I'm talking about American Le Mans, I'm talking about Champ Car, I'm talking about IRL racing. Only people who get to stand on the podium are those who come in 1 through 3. 4 doesn't get it. How does anybody make that out to be a victory if you come in 4th place?
It's like saying I won 2nd place.
Well, but second is you know.
Well, in some sports, yeah, but in most sports, there's a winner and then there's the losers.
Yeah, but look, Mike Huckabee, who I don't agree with, but I like him as a person. I think I would like him as a human being if I sat down and talked to him. He's got a tremendous amount of charisma. He came in 2nd, and he only spent like $1,000 or something. I don't know. Maybe that's not the exact figure, but maybe it's a little bit more. But he spent very little money. And look what he did. Pretty amazing, considering. And Romney spent all that cash. Because Romney's the richest guy running. What is he worth? $25 million, I think? Not real sure about that. But I did notice one thing pretty interesting about Romney and about Huckabee. I noticed something real interesting about that. And I would notice this because I don't know how many of you, particularly men, out there are into watches. But I love watches. I love cars and watches. And I noticed that it looked like Romney had on some kind of gold Rolex of some sort or another. And what did Huckabee have on? Huckabee had on one of those quartz movement rubber, like shock sport watches or something. And Huckabee was dressed like an everyday, you know, like just a regular human being. And Romney was a little more dressed up than that. So I guess what I'm trying to say, and maybe this is prejudicial on my part, but Romney exudes wealth while Huckabee exudes everydayness. Now, I'm not saying I'd vote for Huckabee, because I wouldn't. But I do like him as a person. And, I think you can like people, I've said this before, I think you can like people even if you don't agree with where they're coming from politically. And I've had people send me emails here, and even I've had you guys call me and say to me, no, they're the enemy and you can't like them. And Mary and I have a number of conservative friends. And what's wrong with that? They're allowed to see things their way. They don't have to see it my way. And there's that thin line there where you have to have some degree of tolerance. And I know a lot of times I don't exhibit that. I don't have it. I've been getting pounded in email for that whole tirade I went off on about those guys proselytizing to me on the radio. And then I got another couple of guys who were after me over the Senator Gravel quote about training people to be gay. And that's fine, but, you know, and that's okay, but the thing is, why can't you have friends who do not see things as you see things? Now, we want a two-party system in this country, don't we? Seriously? Or a three-party or a four-party? I mean, don't we want one party being dominant. And no matter what side you're on, you can't always be right. Somebody has to be wrong occasionally. And somebody has to give. And see, to me, talk radio was fun when you used to be able to get on and you used to be able to fight with the callers. Get off the phone, you brainstem, all that stuff. Man, that was a blast. And yeah, we got complaints and people got upset. And all of us during that period, when we used to do that, all of us during that period said stuff that was over the top. But everybody knew, or at least most people knew, that it was what it was. It was politics, social commentary, and things mixed with entertainment. Nowadays, we're in a whole total different level here. That's all gone. You raise your voice to anybody and people get upset. Or, if you're on the other radio stations, the more over the top you can be and the crazier the statements you make, then apparently those folks over there who listen to those stations, then they accept that stuff, they like it. Oh, yeah, makes sense to me. And what's going on here is that if you're progressive or you're liberal, we've been demonized for 10 or 15, 20 years. So it isn't enough that people don't, it isn't enough that people disagree with us. What it amounts to is you're demonized. And so then what you find yourself having to do is you find yourself having to say to somebody, wait a minute, I'm not your typical liberal. Well, what is a typical liberal? For that matter, what's the political center in this country? What's the mainstream? Can anybody answer that? I would say you'd look at the polls, and I say you would look at those, and you would determine those as being what the mainstream would be. Right? Don't most of us consider ourselves just to be everyday Americans? Or do you walk around saying, hi, I'm Jay, I'm liberal. Hi, I'm Jay, I'm liberal. Well, I don't know if you want to have lunch with me, I'm a liberal. I don't know if you want to hang out with me because I'm a liberal. Well, so what? I don't know if you want to hang out with me because I'm a conservative. So what? What difference does it make? I know, I brought this up so many other times. I really need to get on to something else, but I'm so hung up on this. I'm so fixated with this. I'm so fixated with all of this about polarization and about anger and about discontent. I'm really, really fixated with this. And while I've contributed my share of it to the polarization, and I love a good fight, and I love a good heated argument, I wish there was some way that we could just smooth things out and agree to disagree and realize that we're all Americans. All right. 6:22 minutes after 6. You want to comment on the polarization? You want to talk about this? And maybe, you know what? Maybe you want to get off your half moons and tell me. Do you have conservative friends? And if so, how do you deal with them? I mean, is it possible for liberals and conservatives and people in the middle? You know, there are actually people out there who don't give a damn what people's political opinions are. They run their lives on some other agenda. So, I mean, does it matter?
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm sorry. It's 23 minutes after 6. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. So far, so good. Decent ride across the metro area. Just the usual heavy traffic filling in on that north side of town. Westbound I-76 getting very busy now between 74th and I-25. And, of course, you'll experience the same congestion along southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen and eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a partly cloudy day, but a hot one with a high of 95. Right now, we have a few clouds, 72 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to win great prizes? Make the Ride Smart Thursdays pledge to commute differently one day a week by carpool, vanpool, bus, or light rail, biking, walking, or telework. You could win a trip to Mexico or a Vespa LX50 scooter. For details, go to RideSmartThursdays.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
24 minutes after 6 on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. They've got popcorn. They've got games. They've got coloring books. And they're one of these places that you can take the entire family. As well as great car deals. You know I'm talking about Rocky's Autos. I'm very, very closely associated with Rocky's, and that's fine, because not only are they my lifelong friends, but also Mary and I are lifelong customers. If you want to get the best deal on the cleanest late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, plus that matching down incentive, which helps you out too, Rockies is the place to go. Their hours are spectacular, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So they're open late, and if you come close to 9, you know, they're definitely going to take care of you. You'll be fine. Also, check out their inventory. Get on the internet, go to RockiesAutos.com, and look and see what they got. Or get out there in person and lay a couple eyeballs what they have. And you'll really appreciate the way you get treated, because you get treated with dignity and respect. Walk on that lot, walk on that store lot, and ask for a Tom or Marv Alshire. Ask for Spanky Herrera. Ask for Colby Harris. Ask for Juan Adolf. Ask for Freddie Labrato, my good friend Fred. Ask for Gerard Menard or Johnny Mays. Any of the folks working at Rockies are there to help you. And it isn't going to be one of these things where you walk on the lot, I have all day, where is this? When is somebody going to wait on me? No, they'll be there. They'll be there to wait on you. Rockies Autos, you can't miss them. Big, gigantic site out there. Corner 63rd and Federal.
I love the Comcast Triple Play, especially Comcast Digital Voice. Because for just one price, I call whoever I want anywhere in the country and talk as much as I want. And that's a lot.
That's a lot of speed. Comcast high-speed internet is up to 4 times faster than 1.5 meg DSL. My whole online experience has changed. Downloads are faster, pages load faster. Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to watching my favorite movies and shows on my schedule whenever I want. Because I have on-demand with Comcast Digital Cable.
The Comcast Triple Play with high-speed internet.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Coming from that little record label in Berkeley. Clearwater Revival.
On the cue.
Like conservatives always denounce the 60s, but listen to great music. Twenty-seven minutes after six. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 97. All right, we're talking about polarization. How do you deal with conservative or liberal friends if you got them? The fact that so much of our politics now is that way, that we are a bitterly divided. So they say that we're a bitterly divided country. And I just wonder why we just can't all throw in the towel, more or less, and look at each other and say, all right, it doesn't make any difference. We all want the same thing, and stop with the demonization and this idea that we have ulterior motives. And I hear a lot of this from the right. I mean, I'm sure there's conservatives out there who listen are going to say, no, we hear it from the left too. And I know it goes on the left, but I know it really goes on the right, because most talk radio, most spoken word formats are dominated by the right. And all you have to do, and I did it yesterday, it was going up and down the dial yesterday, because I was running around all over town. And it's all these guys ranting and raving and screaming about how terrible I am. God, I don't know if it's that bad. Here's Jason in Laramie. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for talking to me. I agree. We are clearly polarized, but I don't think it's by accident. I think it's by design. It's the old idea of divide and conquer. If you can get people into separate little camps, it's a lot easier to control them. You don't even have to get a majority. I mean, Bill Clinton didn't win with a majority, you know, as far as the electorate goes. And certainly we know that Bush didn't even really win, at least the first election, and the second one is questionable. And so by polarizing people, then that way you can control that group, you can drown out the other voices. Even if you only have 30 or 40% of the population with you, that's enough for you to exercise pretty much absolute control. And that's why we're polarized. I really think that it's by design, and I'm not talking some crazy, whacked out, bad Mel Gibson movie conspiracy theory here. I'm talking more of it's sort of systemic, and it's evolved over time where people have come to realize that. And I mean, Karl Rove's departure, big deal. I mean, he's just the latest in a long line of political Svengalis who've come along and tapped into and really manipulated forces that have been there for a while. And he's just the latest manifestation of a personality that is part of this system in which we live. And until we recognize that and fundamentally change the way our government works to stop that, to disallow this sort of behavior, it's going to continue.
Well, trouble with all of it, you know what, here's the big trouble with all of it. The big trouble with all of it is this, that polarization and dividing and conquering, while it helps win elections and it appeals to a lot of people, the trouble is, after you win, you really can't get anything done because you can't get any coalitions going and you can't get anybody to reach across the aisle and you can't get anybody to help anybody else. And if you don't have cooperation and if you don't have bonding together, not only by political parties but also by the people in this country, then we're doomed to sit here and just spin our wheels forever and a day.
We're not going to get anywhere, and it's going to actually end up hurting, if not possibly destroying our country. And just one note, and then I'm going to go, you know, real quick on that idea of winning elections. That's why we have the perpetual campaign. You know, you can't do anything when you've divided the country other than act like you're constantly trying to win an election. That's all you can do. You keep the people hyped up with the same fear, the same anger. You got Rudy Giuliani running around screaming about Democrats not talking about Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, okay, when that's all they talk about half the time. And, you know, you've got this constant fear. So, and that's part of the reason why we're starting the 2008 election in 2007. I mean, come on, people. That's why they do this. And that's it. The media buys into it. The parties absolutely have a vested interest in keeping it at an election-based level and keeping us like this, keeping us divided into their camps. They don't really care about us as people, I think, on a deeper level, like you said, as a community of Americans. It's all about power, and it's all about running a constant election so they can keep people divided and scared and hopefully not noticing that they're not getting anything done.
Yeah.
Jay, you have a great morning, and thanks for letting me have some of your time.
No problem, Jason. Call anytime. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, he's right about that, too. And you know what? We buy into that. I buy into it. We all buy into it because we're in the media, and we keep it going to a certain extent. We keep it going. And there are people out there who listen to this radio station who honestly believe in their hearts and in their minds that they're 100% right and that anybody who opposes them is the enemy. Tell me that's not true. Tell me that's not one of you. Come on, somebody come forward and admit to this, that you might meet somebody and you might think, well, she's a pretty good person, or he's a pretty good person, or I kind of like them. Then you find out that they're conservative or they're liberal. You're the opposite. And your first reaction is, I don't know. Right? Or you just have it in your mind that they're the enemy, no matter what. Instead of, well, they're just dead wrong. But nobody can be right 100% of the time. That's the problem. 303-713-7600, two open lines. You want to talk about this? How do you deal with your liberal or conservative friends? And also, you want to talk about polarization? Because it does win elections, but it makes it extremely hard to get anything done. What kind of country do you want to live in? United by the fact that we're all Americans and that we all want the best, or do you want to be divided and look upon your neighbor and the people you meet and figure that their motives are not pure and that they're evil individuals and that what they want to do has some kind of hubris to it. 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's traffic with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. Normal drive across the metro area. We have the buildup, of course, across that north side of the city, eastbound 270. Southbound 25 from 104th to 84th, and westbound I-76 is filling in as well. Not too bad a drive if you're headed into downtown, and you still have a fairly easy drive across Aurora on 225. No delays just yet for C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy and hot day with a high of 95. Currently some clouds, 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified addictions counselors.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
For over 20 years, Hughes Irrigation has specialized in the repair, maintenance, and new installation of sprinkler systems. Hughes Irrigation is a Better Business Bureau Gold Star winner for the past 3 years running. As a Blue List member, Hughes Irrigation encourages you to contact them for all your sprinkler needs. Call Hughes Irrigation at 303-692-9401. That's 692-9401 for Hughes Irrigation.
Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
We make cars and trucks. We've been doing it for 81 years.
We don't dabble in lawnmowers, generators, or motorcycles.
We just make cars and trucks.
We were the first to introduce power brakes
back in 1932. Then we pioneered the first wind tunnel development in 34.
It helped us make our cars aerodynamic.
So aerodynamic, NASCAR changed their rules because of our advantage.
We were the first to put a modern radio in a car.
Offer power windows.
And by the way, we also invented the muscle car.
Minivan.
And SUV. But the only thing more impressive than our past is our future.
We have 20 new Chrysler,
Jeep, and Dodge vehicles on the horizon.
And now we're offering another industry first.
A lifetime powertrain limited warranty.
We're the new Chrysler.
Get ready for the next 100 years.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable. Not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram chassis cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 7/26/07. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Walk me out.
Little request music here from the internet at am760.net. Good morning, 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour. Chance thunderstorms, high today 97. Talking about political polarization and also about the idea that someone who doesn't agree with you is the enemy. And if you're liberal or conservative, how do you deal with your friends who have opposite political views, or do you find it that you just can't deal with them at all because you either can find nothing in common or you're just convinced within your mind that they're evil, they're wrong, and that they've got hubris behind their thoughts? You liberals. You liberals. All you want. All you want. You want us to lose in Iraq. Come on. I laugh when I hear that stuff. And then I get angry. Because I know it's not true. Let's go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing this morning, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know what? I don't think that liberals are the enemy. And, you know, I have liberal friends. And, you know, most of the time we really don't talk a lot of politics. But, you know, the thing that I notice is, and one of the things that, kind of, I think, bothers me is I look at things like James Dobson. And I'm always confused as to why there is so much discussion about a guy like James Dobson when there are radical Muslims out there that want to kill us. I mean, who cares what James Dobson thinks?
Well, I can answer that. I can answer that really easily. I think every American, regardless of where they stand, left, right, or in the middle, is concerned about radical Islam. But we don't have a situation in this country where Muslims try to run over the Bill of Rights and interject their political views into the laws that are being laid down. They just don't do that. One of the unattractive tenets, I believe, and now I'm going to get emails, and I'm going to get people are going to get angry at me for saying this.
Yeah, well, but so what if they do?
Well, all right, but one of the unattractive tenets at times of Christianity is the idea that you have to proselytize, and James Dobson is convinced, and the people who follow him and the people who are like him are convinced that their way is the only way, that they have to save me. And maybe you and everybody else.
Oh, I'm sure they think
from going to hell, and that they have to inject their political viewpoints into their religious viewpoints into the process of government. So I think people are concerned. I think they're concerned about both things, and I think that those things. I think radical Islam does bother people. It certainly bothers me. I think it bothers a lot of folks. But Dobson also bothers me because Dobson, in some ways, is, I mean, he's just intolerant. He would like to see, even though he won't come out and say it, but his actions show it, he would like to see a church-run state. And there are a lot of us, man, we don't want that.
But, Jay, here's what you have to ask yourself, and anybody out there, whether you're on the left or right, two things. One, we all reach whatever conclusions we reach and the politics we reach for a myriad of different reasons, okay? So Dobson and people like him reach their conclusions based on some biblical reasoning in their mind. Who cares? The other thing is I, as a conservative, I have no doubt in my mind that conservatives and liberals alike, there are certain things that Dobson and those like him are going to be able to push for, and we'll have laws that are in agreement with their beliefs just because we all happen to agree on it. We're never going to become a religious state. Dobson can preach all he wants, but it's never going
to
happen.
No, but he tries to erode it, and the disturbing thing is, I was thinking about this. So it's not a trick question, and maybe you can answer it because I can't remember. When was the last time we had a president who anybody in his office made a call to a religious figure like a James Dobson when they were considering coming up with a Supreme Court nominee? I can't remember this ever happening, and I don't want somebody like James Dobson having that much influence and input.
Well, but that's the thing, Jay. Let's assume that James Dobson gave Bush a list of Supreme Court nominees that he wanted. We have a process in place that either those nominees are going to get through the process outside of what James Dobson thinks, or they're not going to get through the process. And the fact is, I don't know about Supreme Court nominations, but I know that most of the presidents in the history of this country have had religious folks that they have talked to and that they've entrusted, and that for whatever reason it made them feel
better. But they never did what was done with James Dobson. And as a matter of fact, if you go back and look at history, John F. Kennedy had to assure the American voters that by voting for him because he was Roman Catholic,
right,
that they weren't going to put the Pope in charge of the United States.
Right. We're going through that right now with Mitt Romney. I agree. But the point is, Jake, is think of this through all of the way. In order for Dobson to be able to have that kind of power, he would have to get Kennedy, Clinton, Durbin, Schumer, they would all have to go through with that process as well during the confirmation process for any Supreme Court nominee that went through.
Not if you're in the minority, you don't have to because you lose when it goes to the full Senate. Look, the point about Dobson is this:
supermajority.
Well,
you're right.
Okay, but the point about Dobson and the point about his and people like him is, to me, what they want to practice is exclusionary policies aimed at people who they don't particularly care for, even though they'll claim that, well, we love the sin, we hate the sin, but we love the sinner.
I agree.
And I totally and completely reject that guy's agenda, and I believe that it's up to me and people like me, and there are libertarians out there who feel the same way. There are conservatives out there who feel the same way. It's up to people like us to stand up and to uniformly reject his hatred and his bigotry and his twisting of a mainstream religion, and that's exactly what he does. And as far as Islam goes and radical Islam goes, I'm concerned about that. I mean, I think one of the big problems with the whole war in Iraq is that we're not after who we should be after. I think we should kill all those people.
You and I have talked about that before, and I mean, I understand what you're trying to say, but I think in the big picture, it's not relevant. I mean, the fact is I think if we killed Osama bin Laden tomorrow, radical Islam would not change. And, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about how we're creating more terrorists by being in Iraq. Well, how many more terrorists would we create if we killed Osama bin Laden? I applaud him for making the statement. How many more terrorists we went into Pakistan, like Barack Obama has talked about?
Well, the fact is that we would create more, but the thing is, we're in a position where this guy engineered the death of 3,000 Americans, and he first and foremost needs to be held accountable. The people around him first and foremost need to be held accountable, and Al-Qaeda needs to be wiped out for our very survival, and you're not going to get that done by, and there was an article just 2 days ago in the New York Times about the war in Afghanistan, about how the administration had fumbled the beginning of the war there because they diverted intelligence, valuable intelligence, and troops to go off and chase into Iraq. You're not going to get that done. So the thing is that it's whether you agree with what's going on in Iraq or you don't, whatever the case may be, okay, as Americans, we all love this country. We're all interested in this country's survival and its legacy. We all want things done. We just don't always agree on how to get them done. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I agree, Jay, but you know what? The fact is you're a fairly lone voice out there in the woods that talks that way. Most of the people, whether it's on the left or the right, don't agree with that.
Well, the majority of the people who do the talking these days, particularly in talk radio, are on the right. And all you have to do is drive across this country and you'll hear it.
I wouldn't disagree with that. But like I've told you before, you listen to a guy like Tom Hartman and he routinely refers to this as the right. He implies the conservatives are Nazis. There's bomb throwers on both sides.
That's overstated when he says that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, I disagree with anybody who says that kind of stuff because, to me, that minimalizes and trivializes what really did happen during Adolf Hitler's reign in Germany. I got to run, Steve. Take care, man.
All right, you too, man.
All right. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, more of your calls coming up. And then we're going to get into a father's problem with his young son. And we'll solicit your advice on how do you talk to your 3 to 4-year-old about his own sexuality. You won't want to let the kids listen to this portion of the show coming up. No, I'm just kidding. It'll be nice and clean. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like we've had a couple of off-highway problems. Watch out for a wreck involving someone on a bike, Quebec at University. Also dealing with a multi-vehicle crash at Alameda and Sable. That'll be for your Aurora Drive. We also have problems on southbound 225 right near Alameda. So watch out for delays through there that are extending back to I-70. Southbound 25, normal drive right now from 104th to 84th. It's getting very, very sluggish. And we, of course, have a lot of traffic as well on eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and hot with a high of 95. Right now, looks like these clouds are clearing out, 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want your kids to make a great impression on their first day of school? Fantastic Sam's can help with the latest cuts and styles.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states. LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-553-1732. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, well, if you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Come see us at 5060 Acoma Street in Denver, or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-553-1732. That's 1-800-553-1732. 1-800-553-1732.
6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Wasn't it the late Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan who said that you're entitled to your own views, you're not entitled to your own facts? And a lot of times, we find out stuff and it's not true, and then we think it's true, and we believe it's true. And there are a lot of folks out there, maybe you're one of them, that you just believe that when it comes to LASIK eye surgery, that safe and affordable LASIK, well, they can't go together. But like many other things that just turn out not to be true, Icon LASIK Center can show you that that's not true. They've been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK, and they don't care what it is. And find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. So if you've got misconceptions, if you're not sure about this, don't get lured in by all kinds of weird gimmicks and preposterous claims. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today, set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. And Icon LASIK now has an office open in Loveland, too. Get more information, visit them at Icon Online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, Denver, CON.com.
Are you looking for a home equity loan? LendingTree's loan specialist can help you find one that's right for you. Choose from up to 4 offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
you should put some U2 on. Because I was thinking yesterday that of all the rock and roll bands out there, this one's got to be one of the biggest groundbreaking ones, U2, don't you think? I can't think of anything they've ever done that I don't like. How about you? 6:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 97. It's about a 30% chance that that'll happen. We're talking about polarization, divisiveness, and the idea that you might have friends who are not liberal, or maybe you're conservative and you got friends that are liberal, and how you handle this. I know I go back to this topic a lot because it really does bother me. It bothers me that we just can't simply like agree to disagree. And I know I've been rude. I've had my bouts of heat with callers on the air. I kind of like that, though. But I've always felt no matter how angry I get at somebody, they can always come back the next day. Let's go to Nicole in Fort Collins. Nicole, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good to talk to you again. Hey, I was just thinking, you know, I read some Hunter Thompson, and didn't Nixon used to have Billy Graham up to the White House for, like, prayer meetings all the time?
Yeah, but that was for spirituality matters, as if that was going to save Nixon's dark soul. But it was not for policy suggestions. Graham never interjected about Supreme Court nominees or things like that.
That we know of, right?
That we know of. That's on record. That's in Nixon's, you know, records, or that, and Nixon kept, you know, audio tapes because
right.
he was a paranoid
freak. Paranoid freak, exactly.
I'm not a crook.
All right. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd interject.
Well, no problem. I think it's legitimate. And you know what? If he did get advice from Billy Graham, then it A, must not have been very good advice, and B, it's disturbing. I don't think that the presidency of the United States should be a secular position, don't you think?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. I think that anytime you invite religion into politics, it's just such a slippery slope that there's just no need for a president, especially publicly. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense for a president to do that. So
exactly. Exactly. Nicole, thanks.
Hey, I'm with you on this one, Jay. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, I don't want that. Now, I imagine there are people out there who do, who think that it's okay, and that they would think it was all right for it to be secular. I also think the president of the United States carries a certain responsibility to be open and to hear all sides and not just say that they're going to hear all sides. I think that also is something that's vitally important. And I'll tell you, one of these days, I really want to get into this topic. Why the majority of Americans, and we're not going to do it this morning, but why the majority of Americans think politics suck. Because there's a big contingent of people out there who do think it sucks. All right, coming up next, a father's struggle with his son. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. There's new trouble in Toyland. Mattel is set to recall another batch of Chinese-made toys that could have dangerously high levels of lead paint. Live to CBS's Larry Miller. Larry, what do we know at this point?
Frank, there are reports that this time there's lead paint in Mattel's die-cast model cars.
Makes me very uncomfortable because I still got grandkids.
This New York grandma's worried because if ingested, the lead paint could be hazardous to a child's health. Earlier this month, the Mattel-owned Fisher-Price company recalled over a million toys, including Sesame Street and Dora the Explorer products. Mattel has stopped doing business with that manufacturer.
More recall news. Nokia will replace 46 million cell phone batteries that could overheat while they're charging. Well, if you like it hot, you'd like the weather today from the Plain States to the Deep South. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen says a broad swath of the country is in for another day of triple-digit heat.
Temperatures that are going to be record-setting. We're looking at readings between 100 and 105 degrees, and that's without the heat index. It'll feel probably in some spots like it's about 110 to 115.
A ferocious summer storm took a bite out of the upper Midwest. Hail, 5 inches thick in some places, flooding in the Twin Cities. A woman at home in Brainerd, Minnesota, felt a big wind wallop.
I sat down on the couch for a minute, and I heard a big bang, and suddenly this big cloud of insulation and dust came out to the room I was in, and so I knew my roof was gone.
There's a double dose of trouble in paradise. Last night, a magnitude 5.3 earthquake rattled the big island of Hawaii. By tonight, the island could be feeling the effects of Hurricane Flossie. All public and private schools on the island have been closed, and officials are telling residents to stock up on the essentials. Military officials say the troop surge in Iraq is making progress, but how do the American people see it? We ask them, and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is here with what they had to say.
And, Frank, we're looking at this new CBS News poll showing that for the first time, more Americans, 29%, believe the troop surge is making things better rather than worse in Iraq, but most still see no impact. Pollsters called this Louisiana man who shared thoughts on the troop levels.
I don't think we have the soldiers to put more troops there.
There's continued bad poll news here for the president. He has a 29% approval rating. The Democratic-controlled Congress gets even lower marks at 25%, Frank.
Los Angeles police have arrested a self-described pedophile whose website tells other men where they can find young girls. KCBS-TV's Mary Beth McDade has that.
Jack McClellan was cuffed by UCLA police and cited after he was found within 10 yards of children. Campus police say they found him sitting in the lobby of the university's daycare center with a camera.
A judge had ordered McClellan to stay at least 30 feet away from children at all times. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up more than 6 points. This is CBS News.
Where's my tricycle?
Let's get your helmet on first, big guy.
Aw, Dad, come on. I'm taking my bike over to Ryan's.
Hey, where's your helmet?
Dad.
What they hear is you telling them to wear a helmet. What you're really saying is, I love you. Introducing the car inspired by that love. The all-new 2008 Ford Taurus, rated the safest full-size car in America.
Hey, hey, and no helmet, no video game.
Dad!
Taurus comes with 6 airbags, standard, and with optional electronic stability control. Taurus is an IIHS top safety pick and has received NHTSA's 5-star crash test safety rating for front and side impacts.
I'm going to Amy's.
Aren't you forgetting?
Dad, what's this?
Keys to the Taurus.
Really?
Thought you might want to borrow it.
Dad!
The all-new 2008 Ford Taurus, rated the safest full-size car in America. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on both NHTSA 5-star crash test ratings and with optional ESC, IIHS top safety pick. Star ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation SaferCar.gov program. www.safercar.gov.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Merchants at Denver's popular 16th Street Mall are trying to calm shoppers following Sunday's shooting of a clerk at a 7-Eleven after a Rockies game at Coors Field. A co-worker says a man returned to the store with a handgun after being asked to leave for loitering. The clerk's expected to recover. Police are saying this was an isolated incident. Former Williams-Sonoma CEO Edward Miller says he plans to focus on the fundamentals with an emphasis on customer service as he takes over as big boss of Quest.
The industry for sure is under competitive
pressure, but that's a good thing. I think that's good for all the public, and we're up to the task.
The company's board of directors is betting that Miller's telecom and retail background will help Qwest continue to whittle a niche in the evolving telecommunications landscape. And Vail Resorts has pledged a contribution to help with environmental efforts at next year's Democratic National get-together in Denver. The convention host committee announcing that pledge, but didn't say how much it would be or whether it would be cash or in-kind services. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, definitely you've got a traffic jam if you're on southbound 225 trying to merge from I-70. We had a crash right near Alameda, and we've got the backups that extend there to I-70 all the way to Alameda. So be aware of that. It's stop and go along that stretch. We also have a problem on the ramp to Lincoln, northbound I-25, had a stall there, and a brand-new multi-vehicle crash with injuries at Lincoln at Chambers. This is going to be in Parker, so you need to steer clear of that intersection. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and hot with a high of 95 right now. Fair and 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's easier than you think to take a vacation. Just step over to historic downtown Golden on August 18th or 19th for the Golden Fine Arts Festival. Enjoy great food, live music, and world-class art all for free. Your perfect vacation is waiting at 2hourvacation.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, let me see. How do you... How do you spell grammar?
G-R-A-M-M-A-R.
Wow! Okay. Bad speller.
It's one of my strong suits.
Oh, well, good for you. Good for you. All right. I'm not trying to get on your case, John. I'm really not. High today is going to be 97. We got a chance of some thunderstorms, but it's clearing up nicely outside. So it should be a picture-perfect day. And it's always a great day to call in sick and just say you don't want to go to work.
LVOL.
And then go out and have a good time and go do something else. Go fishing. Go golfing. Go on a picnic with the kids. Go swimming. Do something other than work. Have you ever noticed how much we devote to work? Have you ever noticed how much time we devote to work? We work, we work, we work. We scrimp, we save. And then what happens? We die. Ha! Ha! Okay. We want an optimistic morning show here. Not a gloom and doom morning show. That's what I'm doing. I'm being gloomy and doomy, and I shouldn't be, and I'm not, and I'm just... But it's true. It's true. Like, it's true. Like, retirement is always something that's going to come tomorrow, but you know something? For a lot of us, retirement never comes. Why does it never come? Because we have to work. Why do we have to work? Because we need health care. Because we want to pay for stuff. And then, even if you do retire, what the hell are you supposed to do with your time? There's somebody else who works in this building. But I don't mind mentioning who it is. Not another show. Peter Boyles. Boyles and I are the only two old heads in here in the morning. So every day we have this conversation. Maybe it's time to give it up. Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah. and then we get to the bottom line. Okay, fine, but what would we do? Because we're not trained to do anything else. What would we do? Gotta have health care. Gotta have money. What are we gonna do? And not only that, but you get bored sitting around. How many of you have said, ha, vacation's coming up. I'm going to do nothing but sit around. I'm not doing anything. I'm staying home this time. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to do everything I always wanted to do, which is absolutely nothing. And then, in the second day, you're ready to pull out a 44 and put it to your head. Okay, enough of that. Do we get onto this topic? Do we do this, or is this going to be like cause trouble? Because if this is going to cause trouble, I don't even want to go there. Because I've had enough trouble now over the last 2 weeks with this show. I don't want to even touch this. If you think it's going to, because I got other stuff here, and I don't really want to get into this. If you think that it's going to get us into trouble, and then that's, and I'm talking to John Turk, and that's number one. And then number two, I wonder how many people would call up and say, well, it's no big deal, and you're alarmed over nothing. But well, you're not alarmed,
you might as well
are you?
Do it.
But you're not alarmed, are you?
I don't think I'm alarmed, no.
Are you distressed?
No, huh?
Are you worried?
No, huh? I found it amusing.
What would happen if it turned out to be true?
Well, then I'd deal with it then, but I'm not worried about it.
Would you be bummed out?
Wouldn't be bummed out, no. Or disappointed, no. Well, do you want me to tell the story? I'm hesitant to, but I think it'd make a good topic here.
Listen, I mean, with something we were talking about off the air, and I'm hesitant to tell it too, because, man, I'm still getting grief over the last time. We even went near this.
Exactly.
So, like, do we want to go near it again? Do we want to get grief again?
Sure. Why not? We're honest. That's one thing we are in the morning. We're honest. We don't hide very many things, do we, Jay?
No. No,
you're personally, right. We don't hide stuff about ourselves.
No, we don't. What you see is what you get. And
yeah, we're pretty open books.
A lot of people don't like it. Like, I got a letter from a guy. I should read this on the air. Should I get this guy's name?
Is it a first name?
I'll just give his first name, Dan. Dear Mr. Marvin, see, whenever they send you a letter and it says Mr. Marvin, you know you're in deep trouble. I'm aware that picking up the pen rather than the phone is gutless. However, some situations do not allow the luxury of picking up the phone. It's fine to sit on a pedestal of fame and call names over the radio, but it's better to have an open mind willing to entertain new and strange ideas. We all learn when we give it a chance. If I choose to defend Senator Gravel, it is because I recognize his willingness to understand something new, albeit a somewhat rudimentary level. At least he's trying. It is, however, impossible to defend the position of someone whose mind is set and closed to new information. Taking a man's words out of context, which it should be context, and pinning him on the technicalities as you did is intellectually gutless. Today you have lost this fan and listener, and I am returning the sticker I picked up at your station. Screw you and Rocky's car you rode in on. Very truly yours, Dan. And then he says, P.S., if you do not want people to write you, then be honest and take the option off your website.
Screw you in the Rockies car you rode in on.
Yeah, he makes all this big thing about intellectual highbrowism and then ends it with screw you in the car you rode in on. And then he's got the sticker
teaser through the sticker.
To the back in some kind of plastic or something that's on it, like, oh, you know.
He laminated it.
Yeah, we're gonna send it to the Clear Channel fingerprinting department and find out who the Well, touch. I should get this guy's name out and also his address so you could write him.
No, I won't do it.
Okay, so you want to go there? We'll go there. 7:14, 14 minutes after 7. I guess I'll just get another round of hateful email. All right.
No, I got hate mail, too. Actually, for like the first time in the history of the show, I got hate mail.
Well, so I'm not alone.
No.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
I was called a dud.
Oh. Well, that's usually reserved for me. All right. You've got a son, Tyson. Tyson is 3 years old.
Yes, sir.
So Tyson says to you when? Was this the other day?
Well, this actually, my father and his wife babysat him on Sunday night, him and his cousin Easton, who's also a three-year-old boy, and they took him to the Denver Zoo yesterday morning. And I don't know how the marriage conversation came up, but they asked Tyson who he wanted to marry. You know, thinking that he would say grandma or, you know, his mom or something like that. And he said, I want to marry a boy.
Oops. Oops.
But, you know, he's only three. Soon he'll be four in November. He doesn't know what he's saying. I don't think. Does he? Maybe he does.
I don't know. Does he? So what did you say to him?
Well, I got there. They told me the story. And then I said, Tyson, who do you want to marry? Because we've talked about girls before. And he's seen the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. And, you know, he knows what a hot chick is. And he said he wanted to marry his cousin Easton, who's a three-year-old boy.
So what did you say to him?
I just told him that, no, you don't. You want to marry a girl. Don't you want to have a girl like Mommy or somebody like Graham or something like that? But really, I don't care. I think he's too young to really know what he's talking about.
Okay, so that brings us to two questions. First question is, what do you say to your son or daughter if they say that? That's number one. And then number two, how would you handle it? And there may be people out there who have real-world experience at this. How would you handle it if your son or daughter told you that they were gay? How would you handle that? Now, I know I told the story on the air here once before, that I'm on the air at WLS in Chicago. It's like 1:15 in the morning. This teenage girl calls me up. I knew she was teenage because I asked her how old she was. 15, 14. She says, I think I have a problem. And I kind of jokingly said, well, you know, most 14-year-olds do, but then again, most people do. She said, I think I'm gay. What happens if I'm gay? And I immediately answered back, nothing happens if you're gay. And it's all right to be gay. And man, oh man, oh man, did I hear about it. So the two questions are, one, what do you say to your kid if your kid says, well, I think I want to marry Bob? And two, in John's case with Tyson, Tyson's only three, he's going to be four, so you could just say, well, he doesn't know really what he's saying. But what happens if that came out to be true? How would you handle that? Because for some parents, that's really a rough deal to go through. A lot of parents have trouble with that. I'm like you, John. I don't think I would particularly have any trouble with it. I wouldn't care, as long as they're happy.
Right. And, you know, I mean, he is four, and he's starting to speak his mind really well. And, you know, if he has something on his mind, you know about it. But, you know, he was with his cousin, who's his best friend. They were having a good time. And, you know, at that age, he probably just thinks girls are gross, you know?
Yeah, don't little boys think girls are gross? Jeez, I never did, though.
I didn't either. But my daughter, you know, my six-year-old daughter doesn't like boys, so.
Yeah, because six-year-old girls don't like boys, right?
Well, six-year-old boys are kind of mean, you know? They're all kind of bullies at that age, when you're for the most part.
All right, so we got a real-life situation out here. We got a lifestyle question, and you can do two things. You can ignore this, or you can get off your half-moons and either lend your experience, lend your opinion. Maybe either you went through this as a parent, or maybe you went through this as a kid because you did discover that you were gay, or maybe you've got kids, and at some point you're going to cross this bridge about their sexuality. And there's no right or wrong on this. Like a lot of stuff we discuss, there's no right or wrong. There's only your opinion and how you would handle things. So get off your half moons. 303-713-7600. Get active. Get on the lines. Or we'll be forced to have to play MacArthur's Park over and over and over again. Either that or something else really disgusting, like American Pie, Ode to Billy Joe, or Losing My Religion by R.E.M., which is not a disgusting song, but I mean, how many times can you hear something? No, but seriously, I want to hear what you have to say about it. Because to me, this is what makes talk radio great. This is a facet of what makes talk radio great, okay? We don't have to argue here. We just have to compare notes. And your opinion is as valid.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
And I don't like to do anything. And I don't like to do anything medically. I admit to that, 100%. So, when I found out about Front Range Preventive Imaging, the first thing I said was, no. And then I complained, and I didn't want to go. But I went, and I had it done, and I'm better off for it, because I've got peace of mind and security. And the facts are overwhelming. They're staggering. Check it out. You may think that you don't have to worry about a heart attack because you're healthy. Well, think again, because 62% of heart attacks occur in individuals with a 0-to-1 risk factor. For 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease, the first symptom is a fatal event. 150,000 Americans each year die from the first symptom of heart disease. So you owe it to yourself and your family to find out and to get a heart scan. It's that important. Front Range Imaging has the technology that can help save the life of someone close to you or even yourself. The EBT scanner is the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. It only takes 10 short minutes. There's no needles, no drugs, no injections, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. So get that diagnosis done today. Get in touch with Front Range Preventive Imaging and get that heart scan and get that peace of mind. Call 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. 443-SCAN or online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Please, don't let this go in one ear and out the other. Don't put it off. It's very, very important. 303-443-SCAN. I need you to be around so you can write more hate emails.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
Go to Bojo's Pizza Highlands Ranch, 2690 East County Line Road today at noon and pick up your pass to The 11th Hour, the movie that examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores.
Are you looking for a home equity loan? LendingTree's loan specialist can help you find one that's right for you. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:26, 26 minutes after the hour. Chance thunderstorms, high today 97. AM 760 wants to send you the movies for free. The 11th Hour, produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio, is a film that inspires action as we face the crisis of global warming. The film screening is Thursday, August 23rd at the UA Denver Pavilions. Come pick up your free movie passes today between noon and 1 at Bojo's in Highlands Ranch at 2690 East County Line Road. And for more information on this, go to am760.net. Pick up your free passes today between 12 and 1 in the afternoon at Bojo's in Highlands Ranch at 2690 East County Road. All right, John Turk's young son, 3 years old, Tyson, says he wants to marry a boy. And we're talking about how you handle this as a parent. And also, if you've ever had the situation where you had to eventually tell your parents that you were gay, and also if you got kids, how would you handle it if your son or your daughter said I'm gay? And by the way, if you don't believe in homosexuality, well, that's not what I'm don't believe, that's the wrong way to put it. If you think homosexuality is wrong too, I want to hear from you. 303-713-7600, and I want to hear how you'd handle it with your child, particularly if you'd have to meet the challenge of not agreeing with it and thinking that it was wrong. Here's, we lost Amy. Okay, too bad. We lost Amy in Thornton, so I got one line open. Let's go to, who's this, Arwa? Arwa in the Centennial. Arwa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I got a 3-year-old boy who wanted to marry another boy because they wanted to play Spider-Man all day.
And how old is your son? Oh, he's 3 years old.
Yep.
So you really can't...
They don't know what marriage is at this age. They just think you get to hang out with your best friend, and that works for them.
Yeah, so you really don't have to take that seriously.
Not at all. And you just handle it in a way that's appropriate to what the child is asking. And for us, I told him he had to wait till he finished college before he could get married, and he was fine with that. I didn't have to explain you can't marry a boy, or it's not appropriate, or it's illegal, or any of those stereotypes. If he is gay, that's fine. My kid is my kid, and his personality has been there since birth, and I don't think it's going to be a brand new thing when all of a sudden your kid at 16 announces that they're gay. I think you know. My sister is a lesbian, and I've known it's been obvious since she was a little girl. She's just not your typical little girl, and that's fine. There's nothing different about her. She's exactly the same person.
So if your son came to you and said, Mom, I'm gay, you wouldn't have any trouble with it?
Not at all. I wouldn't be thrilled as is the way society handles it right now, but hopefully in 10 years it'll be more acceptable.
Well,
and I mean, you're not going to be judged on who you sleep with in the bedroom versus who you are as a person. I think that's what, I think we're just, here in America, we're just so hung up on what people do in the bedroom that we forget what they do in the office or at school or every day and helping other people. We're so busy thinking about sex, sex, sex all the time. It makes no sense.
Well, a lot of people do have trouble with it, though.
Well, I think they're just narrow-minded, and maybe they have some unresolved issues that they need to talk about, because seriously, what do you care what your neighbor does in his bedroom or her bedroom? How does that affect you in your everyday life?
Well, I don't really care, but then you get
into... No, you personally don't, but if somebody's on here going, oh, gay people are so bad and it's so wrong and it's an abomination against God, what do you care what other people do in their bedroom?
Well,
nobody's in your bedroom watching what you do, so why are you trying to be in other people's business wondering what they're doing and if what they're doing is wrong? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't seem logical to me.
Well, I think most people shouldn't care, but then when you get into this whole thing about when it's their children, when it's their son or daughter, then you're moving into a whole another area, and I think there'd be, now I could be wrong, but I believe that there would be a lot of parents out there who would really, really, really be disturbed.
But, as a parent, what are you going to do different in raising your child?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, are you going to not let them play with Barbies and force them to play with Mack trucks? I don't think you can raise your child in a specific way to orient their sexuality in the future.
I don't know, because that's something I've never asked on the radio in all these years. I've never asked anybody, and I don't know if we'll ever get anybody who will call in here in the next 29 minutes, but I've never asked anybody who believes that homosexuality is a sin or that it's wrong or that it's evil. What they would do if they found out that their 16-year-old son or daughter was gay. I don't know how they would handle it. I don't know what they would do.
I really don't know how you would handle it in that situation other than being accepting of your child. If your child decides to be a Republican, I mean, how are you going to handle that? If your child decides to shave their head into a mohawk and pierce every part of their body, how are you going to handle that? It's just part of being a parent. You take what comes at you, and you do the best job that you can with your child. And you can't stop or think you can change your child. I mean, you can obviously have that open dialogue, but your kid is who
they
are.
It'd be the same thing as your child growing up and marrying out of their religion or marrying somebody of another ethnicity.
Yeah.
There are a lot of parents who have a hard time with that.
I guess I'm not one of those parents. I'd be fine with my kids doing whatever is right for them. And that's my job as a parent is to raise them to make the right decision for them. So it's not to me to say that my son shouldn't marry a Muslim black man or my daughter should marry a Jewish Chinese girl. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me as long as my kid is doing what's right for them.
Well, we're not of the old school thought, and there are a lot of parents out there that are. Thanks, Arwa. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Yeah, there are a lot of parents out there who get upset at this. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Well, when you brought up this topic, I thought of a recent headline in The Onion, that satirical newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And the story says, small town holds annual gay shame parade.
Yeah.
And it goes on about how much fun they had ostracizing the gays. And my response, if I had a child or had friends with kids who showed interest in kids of the same sex, I'd try to orient them towards tolerance. And there's actually another field where there's a lot of good progressive work going on is the field of children's books. You may remember the book that came out a few years ago that the right wing went so crazy about. That was Heather Has Two Mommies.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, there are a lot of those kind of books out there, and you're right. There are people who do go nuts about that. But would you also agree with me, too, that this would be the same thing as your daughter, your son or daughter coming home? And not for you, and certainly not for me, and not for the last caller, but for a lot of people, they would come home and say, well, I'm going to marry a Latino, I'm going to marry a black man, I'm going to marry a white man, I'm going to marry a white woman. I'm going to marry a black woman. You know, interracial. The whole thing. Even though these interracial marriages are on the rise in this country,
yeah.
Still there are people, or even marrying outside your religion. I wish we could get somebody on here who believes that homosexuality is wrong, and without arguing with them,
yeah.
Just ask them. Okay, so your son or your daughter comes to you at 16 and says, "I'm gay." What do you intend to do about it? What could you do?
Well, hopefully people will be accepting, but there are definitely people who are going to try to force them in another direction. In fact, you know, Steve, the earlier caller from the last hour, brought up James Dobson, and his organization is very anti-gay. And, that's one of the problems people have with that organization. He's authoritarian and domineering in terms of sexual relations, in terms of relations with people of other faiths. You know, what you were talking about, how difficult it can be to talk to people at times, you know, this dialogue is discouraged. It's always a combat and a competition, you know, your argument to beat the other one down. And it's a real problem, whether it's within families, whether it's understanding our relations with people in other parts of the world. What you do is promote progressive ideas, which is includes dialogue, includes respect for others, listening to others, being open to alternative ideas. I think you do a great job of that on this show, and I think you could find someone who could take an anti-gay position. I think it would be important for us to hear it. It would be upsetting in many ways, and like the lady who just called in said, it would be upsetting to have a gay child in some ways in this society because there are daily violence against gays in this society. I just saw this movie called Small Town Gay Bar about gay people in rural communities in this country and their attempts to build community and the sort of bigotry and violence that they face every single day that we rarely hear about.
Yeah, it's going on all the time, and I don't know about what good of a job I do. I blew my temper at some guy last week and told him to go screw himself, and you know, it was probably not the wisest thing to do, but sometimes you just get so frustrated. But I really, really, really want to hear, and I don't know that we will because I don't know that they listen to us, but I would really want to hear from somebody who would be honest enough, open enough, and brave enough to call in and say, okay, yeah, if my 10-year-old, my 11-year-old, my 15-year-old came to me and said, I'm gay, if he or she said, I'm gay, I'd be terribly upset and I wouldn't like it, and I think that homosexuality is wrong, because I'd like to ask them, well, okay, if that's the case, then what do you intend to do about it? What can you possibly do? I don't know what you can do.
Yeah, well, I guess one last comment. If you can't find someone who's anti-gay, you know, maybe it would be good to find a parenting expert who is pro-gay. And, in fact, there's one coming to town. They're also going to have a woman named Peggy O'Mara, who...
I've heard of her.
Yeah, she's the editor of Mothering Magazine, which is just a fantastic progressive parenting magazine.
Yeah, but I want to get somebody who thinks it's wrong. Because you know what fascinates me more than talking about politics?
What's that?
What fascinates me more than talking about politics is being in a situation where you have to decide what's right and wrong regardless, and where it's a difficult decision to try to figure out what to do. And I'm always, on a constant basis, fascinated by people's answers. Preston, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. Couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. Anybody going to rise up and meet the challenge here? You want to call and tell us that you think homosexuality is wrong? You're not going to get ostracized. I give you my solemn word. But I'd like to know, what are you going to do if your 16-year-old comes to you and says, I'm gay or I'm lesbian? Then what's going to happen? How are you going to deal with that? And I'd love to talk to parents out there who have had to deal with this. And also, have you had to deal with it with your parents? I'm interested in how to get around this. 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talkers Traffic with Gina.
We've got stop-and-go conditions that continue along southbound 225 from I-70 to Alameda. That earlier wreck, though, finally out of the way. Still have some fire investigation going on at Broadway in Louisiana, so you want to stay away from that area. Multi-vehicle crash continues to affect a Parker intersection at Lincoln and Chambers. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and hot with a high of 95. Right now it's 72 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit getmyshellcard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Blues Irrigation is a Better Business Bureau Gold Star winner for the past 3 years running. As a Blue List member, Hughes Irrigation encourages you to contact them for all your sprinkler needs. Call Hughes Irrigation at 303-692-9401. That's 692-9401 for Hughes Irrigation.
7:41, 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. There are a lot of things in life we don't plan for. Think about it. There are a lot of things we do not plan for. Nobody plans to have to call a lawyer. Nobody plans to have to call a personal injury lawyer. But if that time comes, and when it does come, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. And that's exactly what Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are. They are Progressive trial lawyers. They have years of personal injury experience. And Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, man, they fight like crazy against corporations and insurance companies who are trying to take the proverbial drill to you. So, if you want a trial lawyer, and these guys are proud of being trial lawyers, Mike Turner, Scott Henderson, they're Progressive lawyers who will fight for you. So get in touch with the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661. That's the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. And by the way, am I allowed to deliver personal messages? Or is there some law against that? Hey, Scott, how about lunch this Friday?
Our next exercise, transporting baby. Lug stroller down flight of stairs. Knees bent, lift up, and step, and step. Give dirty looks to people who don't help. Good. Only 20 more to go. And 19 and 18. Pick up ball and squeaky toy. 18, 18, 18, 18.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Travelocity presents the Hello California Sale. Save $75 on a four-night vacation to Southern California when you book with your MasterCard card.
You could bring little Jimmy and Marjorie and Mom and Grandma.
Book by August 31st and save $75 to Southern California.
Uncles Reginald and Rupert and Grandfather Jack.
Book now with your MasterCard card and get $75 off.
And finally, little Francis.
Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Oh, and Theobald and little Cuthbert. And
restrictions apply. See Travelocity.com for details.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Okay, now who did the song originally?
You better stop the fight.
Don't look it up, John.
I said, oh, watch out, I ain't lying.
Screaming Jay Hawkins is correct. Screaming Jay, he's my main man.
I ain't gonna
I put a spell on you because you're gay. 7:44, 44 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 97. Maybe you shouldn't fade the music out. Because all of a sudden, like, nobody's coming forward here. Did I ask something that was too difficult? Is that what the problem is? What do we call this? Situational ethics? Maybe not. And I really, I'd love to hear from somebody. And not because I want to start an argument, but I want to know what you would do about it. I really want to hear from somebody who thinks homosexuality is wrong. But how do you deal with it if your child comes to you and indicates that they may be gay? And what happens if they were? 303-713-7600. How would you deal with this? John's 3-year-old Tyson just made a crack that he wanted to marry his cousin.
And my initial reaction, Jay, was, you know, I'm straight. And my initial reaction was, no, you don't, Tyson. You want to marry a girl. And that's what I wanted to say to him. But a little part of me said, you want to say, that's fine if you want to marry a boy, but he's only 4 years old, 3-4 years old. I don't know.
Well, see, there you go. Is it wrong to say, no, you want to marry a girl? Or is it the right thing to say when you say, well, fine, but you got to go through high school and college, and then when you do all of that, then you can decide who you want to marry.
Well, you know, we had gay training here on Friday's show. Maybe he needs to go through some straight training.
Let's not go back to gay training again. I mean, I'm still getting hate email over and a ridiculously angry letter from a guy who can't spell over that whole debate about whether you can train somebody and you can train them in their sexuality. You want to go down that road again? That was too painful the first time to go down that.
Well, I don't know what to do. I don't think there's anything I need to do, really.
No, I don't know what. I guess the best answer would be, well, you got to go to high school and you got to go to college and then you can decide.
Do the Clockwork Orange thing and just like tape his eyelids open, make him look at hot girls.
Yeah, right. I know you're kidding there. But parents must face this. I'll tell you something else. I know they face it. I'll tell you something else too. And we're not a radio station that attracts a lot of teenagers. But there are going to be a lot of teens that are struggling with this too. And how do they deal with it? That you have to let your parents in on your big secret. I mean, I never discussed my sexuality with my parents. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, this is really, the more I listen to this, the more I get upset. I would not want to hear from someone personally who's opposed to homosexuality.
Why? Wouldn't you want to hear what their reasoning would be? I mean, how they would handle it?
Well, you know, a year ago around this time was when I was doing that job, going door to door, pushing the domestic partnership issue. And, you know, I heard from more idiots about why homosexuality and gay people were just abominations, you know, I don't think you're going to have somebody call into your station because they know what they're going to hear. You know,
I'm not going to get into it with them about whether it's an abomination or it's not an abomination. What I want to ask them is, what are you going to do if your 16 or 17 year old or your 13 year old or your 14 year old comes to you and says, Mom or Dad, I'm gay?
Well,
how do those folks handle that? Do they kick them out of the house? Do they? I mean, what do they do? How do they handle that?
From the responses, not to this particular question, but just from listening to the people I talked to at the door last year, some of them would do that. Some of them would literally kick them out of the house. Some of them would, try and change them or send them to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a therapist, you know, to try and change them. And then some of them, most of the people that are opposed to gay marriage and the whole issue are, it's a religious thing, you know, and so they'd probably send them to the priest or pastor and see if the priest or pastor could change them.
I don't know, but I've run into people too, though, who are against it, and they don't use strong religious grounds for it. And you know what? I wonder what Dick Cheney said when his daughter came to him.
Well, yeah.
And said she was gay.
How much his wife, talked to Dick about, you know, calm down and, you know, I don't know. But I know when my daughter was struggling with it, I said to her, that's fine. But then after I talked to her and, you know, and I was by myself, I thought, oh, my gosh, what she's going to have to go through in this society, you know, all the judgment and the comments and even though it's improved, there's still so much prejudice out there and judgment, you know, on the gay community that that's the only thought I had. It was like, oh, geez, what you're going to have to go through, you know. But
yeah.
she figured it out and realized that she wasn't, you know. But I think a lot of parents, that's what, even parents who support their kids would think, oh, my gosh, what they're going to have to go through, you know.
Well, that's why we have to endeavor to try to eliminate that problem.
Well, absolutely, and that's why I hope we keep pushing for this, you know, the whole thing about allowing gay people to have the same rights as married couples, you know, and I mean, that just was so, all of us were so depressed when that didn't pass last year. We had worked so hard on that, and still, you know, it showed that there's a, I don't know what the percentage was. It was close to 50% that voted against it, you know, and
I don't understand that. Paul, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Jay. Take care.
Okay, man. Hang in there. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like most of our wrecks are out of the way with the exception of the one that we had off the highway in Parker at Lincoln in Chambers. Multiple vehicles were involved in that, so that one is still affecting traffic. Otherwise, just seeing the heavier traffic now on 225 across Aurora, you'll be especially affected there on the southbound side. We had stop-and-go conditions from I-70 to Alameda, but that wreck is gone. Northbound 225 is heavy, though, between Iliff and Mississippi. And we've got northbound I-25 starting to see slower traffic as well now through the bridges. You have all of your usual slow pockets around the metro area as well. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a partly cloudy and hot day with a high of 95. Tonight we'll get some isolated evening thunderstorms with a low of 64. Currently some clouds, 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance, proudly providing affordable auto, home, and life insurance to Colorado customers. Find the Colorado...
For over 20 years, Hughes Irrigation has specialized in the repair, maintenance, and new installation of sprinkler systems. Hughes Irrigation is a Better Business Bureau Gold Star winner for the past 3 years running. As a Blue List member, Hughes Irrigation encourages you to contact them for all your sprinkler needs. Call Hughes Irrigation at 303-692-9401. That's 692-9401 for Hughes Irrigation.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day, and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen, you can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing.
It does make him a puppy again.
She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old.
That's wonderful.
As time has progressed the last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
I thought, oh, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about how their dog had gotten better, and Dinovite came up. Dinovite.com. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
.com. She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps at every last single crumb.
These ingredients are natural. The flax and the yeast cultures and the grains.
We're on our third order now.
Dynavite helps the dog be the happy, healthy dog they're meant to be.
We just want everybody to know about Dynavite.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ed.
DINOVITE.com.
Tonight, be there as Dog the Bounty Hunter is sent to prison. This time on the outside looking in.
I had to go back one more time.
Find out what made the star of the A&E hit series the man he is today.
I started to tell myself I can be anybody I want to be.
From ex-con to icon.
It's the A&E special, A Man Called Dog, tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on A&E.
Mortgage Story is an Inc. 500 company, and they're a direct lender, so they can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans, so they can say yes, even if you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every single month. There's a limited amount of money available. It's not going to last long, so do something about it now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
When it comes to LASIK in Colorado, only Spivak 2020 LASIK offers you the Spivak Triple Play. It's the unsurpassed safety and precision of blade-free advanced custom view technology. The confidence and security of our exclusive Spivak 2020 LASIK lifetime commitment. And our $1,000 summer savings. Now the choice for LASIK in Colorado is perfectly clear. Spivak 2020 LASIK. And with fees starting as low as $9.95 per eye and our no-interest financing for one full year, it's incredible LASIK, made incredibly affordable. It's just our way of saying thank you for making us Colorado's most trusted name in vision for over 25 years. If you're ready to experience visual freedom, come see the experts at Spivak 2020 LASIK. Call us at 303-C2020. Our summer savings end soon, so call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at Spivak.com.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Computer Superheroes, The Orr Law Firm, plus empowerment coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Want your money to go further this summer? Walmart's low prices save you even more. Triscuits and Wheat Thins are $2.50 for a large 12-ounce snack box. This summer, stretch your paycheck at Walmart.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Serves me correct. Aren't they coming to town here very, very soon? Love and Special Sauce?
Yeah, G-Love and Special Sauce is awesome. I actually got to meet them backstage. Gosh, this was in 1998, almost 10 years ago.
Oh, geez, what a groupie.
Now what? I was there to see Widespread Panic, and a friend of mine hooked up with G-Love in Fort Collins. He gave
groupie!
A bunch of backstage passes.
Groupie!
So we went back, and he was carrying around a bottle of tequila.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, we hung around backstage, and it was really groovy.
I did a shot of tequila with him, and Stacy got all mad.
God, I hate hanging around backstage any place. I just despise it. I just can't stand it.
Why?
Because it's all full of phonies and posers and all kinds of weird people. All right, 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 97. We've been wanting to get into this story for quite a while, and we're going to do it coming up next hour. The Michael Vick case, developments in that, and plus, here's something that seems to be happening, and I'm going to ask you why you think this is happening and what you feel about this, and that is that Michael Vick's defenders and also his critics, guess what? And this is sad. They're lining up along racial lines.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see Perfection in Motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Looking skin in just minutes. With your first application of Dermatage, you'll see visible changes in your skin, an immediate improvement in fine lines and wrinkles, and a healthy, dewy glow. Say goodbye to your wrinkles today and take years off your appearance for free. Call within the next 15 minutes for your risk-free trial of Dermatage at 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Here they go again. Another big recall of toys made in China is being announced right now in Washington.
More bad news for Chinese manufacturers. Mattel is preparing to issue another massive recall of toys made in China due to excessively high levels of lead paint. Stress is rising in China's southern industrial belt, which makes up a significant part of the Chinese economy. China makes 80% of the toys sold worldwide.
CBS Cecilia Hatton in Beijing. The recall involves those cars made with high levels of lead paint and toy magnets that a small child could swallow. Mattel's first recall earlier this month covered a million children's television characters. Toy industry consultant Chris Byrne says Mattel's problems could be a headache for companies across the board.
We've been talking to toy manufacturers over the past week. Everybody's looking at everything that they're doing because obviously this is the last thing anybody wants to have happen.
On the Weather Watch, broiling triple-digit heat will have a grip on the Plain States and the Deep South again today. The upper Midwest is cleaning up after a nasty storm. Hail, floods, lots of wind damage in the Twin Cities area and nearby Wisconsin, where WCCO's Sue Turner saw what the wind did to one home.
Most of the siding is ripped off. The roof has been ripped off, and most of the insulation and the shingles are across the street.
27,000 homes and businesses still don't have power in Minneapolis and St. Paul. The Big Island of Hawaii was told to get ready for a calling card from Hurricane Flossie. No one said anything about an earthquake.
Just gave a good shake for number of seconds.
Magnitude 5.3, no reports of any serious damage. As for the hurricane, it could pass by sometime today or tomorrow. All private and public schools on the Big Island have been closed. Now, this is day 9 of the rescue effort at the Utah coal mine, where 6 men were trapped by a cave-in. CBS's Cammie McCormick is there.
They've been clearing the debris for days. At one point, miners were on their knees using their hands to clear away the rubble, but they've only progressed less than 650 feet. The earth bumps, as they're called, continue to rock the underground and suspend the effort, which has been so dangerous, some of the rescuers have asked to be replaced.
Older Americans are finding that banding together can be a way to stay independent. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
Self-help communities or villages where the elderly stay in their own homes and help to take care of each other are spreading across the country. Washington, D.C. has such a village where 82-year-old George Allen and his wife Ann live.
There's a great need and a great longing for people to stay at home rather than go into assisted living or nursing home.
Residents pay membership dues and help each other with day-to-day things like driving, shopping, and home repairs.
In early trading on Wall Street, the averages are mixed. At the moment, the Dow Industrials are down 26 points, but the NASDAQ Composite is up by about 4. This is CBS News.
Pump 4 is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
Want to get your business noticed? Maybe you need to stand out more. At the Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot, you can print or engrave your logo on business cards, letterhead, and envelopes, and on thousands of promotional products, including apparel, pens, and more. And if you don't have a logo, Office Depot can help you create one. Help your business get noticed. Stop by Office Depot, and we'll show you how. Office Depot, taking care of business.
The triple deal from Comcast. Switch and save. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The cops think booze may have played a role in the death of a woman found at a campsite near Breckenridge. A man stabbed in the thigh in an apparent domestic dispute says he woke up the next morning, found his 29-year-old girlfriend stone-cold dead, apparently of alcohol poisoning. They were both drunk at the time of the stabbing. No big changes apparently coming for Quest. That's the word from new CEO Edward Miller, who says he plans to focus on the fundamentals with an emphasis on customer service.
You know, I think you just tell, just look at the people out here and see the logos on their chest would kind of speak to the pride of the place.
Quest, of course, competing for customers in an era of bundled packages offering telephone, wireless internet, and TV services. Quest is playing catch-up with the big boys. And Saudi Arabia is condemning that recent comment by Colorado GOP congressman, presidential candidate, and full-time loose cannon Tom Tancredo. You'll recall Tancredo said the best way to deter a nuclear attack on America by terrorists would be to threaten to retaliate by dropping nukes on Islamic holy sites like Mecca. Saudi officials say they're disappointed the Republican Party did not issue an apology for Tancredo's remarks. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we've got peak volume just about wherever you are. That includes all of our north side highways. Still very sluggish now along southbound I-25 from 120th to 84th. Eastbound 270 struggling across Commerce City. Same for westbound I-76 approaching I-25. We do have a two-vehicle crash. It's off on the right shoulder, southbound I-25, right near 58. If you're making that trek into downtown, you're going to hit that snag right about that area. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect a partly cloudy and hot day with a high of 95. Currently some clouds, 74 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Visit any of your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient, all to help you keep you and your Toyota moving forward.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yes, I think the best way to stop Islamic terrorists is to bomb their holy sites. Bomb Islam's holy sites. That'll make us popular, won't it? Tancredo. Unbelievable. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 97, AM 760, Progressive Talk, 807, 7 minutes after 8 with Jay Marvin, and it's nice to have you along here this morning. I haven't already said that. AM 760 wants to send you to the movies for free. The 11th Hour, produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio, is a film that inspires action as we face the crisis of global warming. The film screening is coming up Thursday, August the 23rd, at the UA Denver Pavilions. Come pick up your free movie passes today between 12 noon and 1 this afternoon at Bojo's in Highlands Ranch. That's at 2690 East County Line Road. If you want to go, the passes are free. Just stop by Bojo's between noon and 1 in Highlands Ranch at 2690 East County Line Road, or for more information, of course, visit am760.net. All right, let's talk about the Michael Vick situation. I concede early on that when I heard about this, when I heard about this whole thing, and we discussed it that one day, that I was enraged. I was nut. Well, I was mad. I was angry. And we got into a whole kind of semi-nasty exchange with a couple of callers about animals and about the worth of animals and animal cruelty and all of that kind of stuff. And now that I look back on it, I think that the reason people feel the way they do towards animals, and I think the reason that I feel the way I do towards animals, is because you have this feeling that animals cannot decide their own fate for the most part. And in 99.99% of the situations that they're at the will and the command of human beings, and that certainly has to do with dogs, cats, even birds. So you have a tendency it appeals to the soft spot in your heart, where we are conditioned to believe in this society that under most circumstances, and if you ask people, they'll tell you this, under most circumstances, humans determine their own destiny, that you are, quote-unquote, free to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and that, well, you've heard these statements a million times. You made your bed, now you lay in it. Right? You've heard that? We don't have that same feeling towards animals. So Vic gets indicted for dog fighting. And the media jumps all over it, and there's all these heinous reports about dog fighting going on. And everybody gets down on Michael Vick's case, including myself. Now, there's two ways to look at this. You look at it one way, that he got indicted by a grand jury, and that if a grand jury indicts you, there must be, or there's got to be, or there has to be something going on there that's able to put over, able to get that done. However, I have heard this statement before, and I'm sure you have too, that given the right set of circumstances, a ham sandwich can be indicted by a grand jury. Two more of Michael Vick's co-defendants have hearings set for later this week on plea agreements with prosecutors. That would leave the Atlanta Falcons quarterback as the lone defendant awaiting a November 26 trial in Richmond, Virginia, on federal indictment stemming from alleged operation of a dogfighting ring. Now, the NFL says the probe into Vic is still going on and that it's incomplete. There was a rumor going around that earlier this week that Vic was going to be suspended for the entire 2007 season, according to Yahoo Sports, and that was yesterday that was going on. There's also been another story that's been out there floating around. I had meant to do it last week and never got to it. And that is that when you look at Michael Vick's critics and you also look at his defenders, what ends up happening is they end up by racial lines. In other words, most of Michael Vick's defenders are African American, and most of Michael Vick's critics are white. And that's sad. That's really, really sad that that's going on. That the defense of this guy is drawn along racial lines. Because we pride ourselves as being a country that has come a long way since the days of Jim Crow and since the days of Brown versus the Board of Education and since all of those landmarks. And as I pointed out last hour, interracial marriages in this country are climbing the amount of them every single year. But the sad fact is, and this is true, the sad fact is, and look around at your friends, most of us stay within our own communities. Some of us don't, but most of us do. Most of us, our friends, are predominantly the same color we are. Now, I know in saying that, there are going to be people who are going to come forward and they're going to say, well, wait a minute, that's not true. I don't fit into that category. Well, nothing's 100%. And there are people who have integrated friends. In other words, they got friends of all different colors. We know that. You know that that's out there. You know that that's going on. But by and large, I think, don't have any proof on this, but I think that we still have segregated housing patterns across this country. We, by and large, have a tendency to hang around with and to hang out with people who are the same color we are, and that in reality, we don't know much about each other, other than the association we may get with each other at work, or maybe in some social settings. But we really don't, we're really not totally integrated. I mean, we're better off now than we have been. But we're not where we should be. I think the best example of that for me would be this, that 7 years ago, 7, 8 years ago, all the years I've been in radio, I never had an African-American general manager. I finally had one. I finally worked for one. Not the color didn't matter, because it didn't. I mean, there was no problem. And he didn't treat the African-American employees any differently than he treated the white employees. So race in that manner was never an issue. So we never had that. But my point is, look how long it took for it to happen. Now, in the Michael Vick situation, two things are for certain, and I'm part of this, too. Okay, a lot of us rush to judgment, and bang, he's immediately guilty. But in my case, and I don't know about others, but in my case, I don't think that that was based on color. I think that was based on the perception that anybody who would do anything cruel to a dog or any other kind of animal, I immediately don't care for them. I immediately don't like them, and I hope that they get what's coming to them. But see, the problem with that is that Michael Vick has never had a trial, so we don't know whether he's guilty or he's not guilty, and I should not have rushed to judgment about that. And a lot of us, I don't think, should have rushed to judgment. But I don't think that my decision was based on the fact that he's black, nor would I rise up and defend him if he were a white player and I thought that he had done something wrong. But what you see going on here is you see people are divided now by race, and that most of his defenders are black and that most of his critics are white. And what's up with that? Is it because is it because we all live in this country, but we really don't know each other and we really don't understand each other? Is that what it is? Is it racism? Is it demonization of black athletes? What's cranking this up? What's causing this? Because I'd like to think, and I'd like to hope, that it doesn't make any difference what color you are. If you think somebody's wrong, you think they're wrong. And you're not going to defend them based on the fact of their ethnicity. And in the same respect, you're not going to pick on them because of their ethnicity. That you're not going to say, oh, well, here's a black athlete who makes a lot of money, and here's my chance. I'm going to take him down. I'd like to think that that doesn't exist. I'd like to think that nobody really in their right mind thinks that. And there's a last disturbing part of this, okay? And I didn't didn't really think about this until this morning, although I've heard it talked about before. I've never experienced it. I got to tell you something. I'm paranoid of most people. So I don't care what skin color they are, okay? I'm paranoid of them. And when I say paranoid, I mean I'm cautious. But is the figure of a black male threatening? Is it threatening particularly to whites? Like if you're walking down the street, and you see a black man, do you cross the other side? If you drive through a black neighborhood, do you lock your doors if you're white? If you see a black person in your neighborhood, because your neighborhood is largely white, do you wonder what he or she is doing there? I'm very interested in this. 303-713-7600, 820, 20 minutes.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Colorado and Florida. Looks like we also have a two-vehicle wreck eastbound lanes of 285 near Sheridan. Weather outlook today. We'll get some partly cloudy skies. It'll be a hot, dry day, though, with a high of 95. Tonight, those isolated evening thunderstorms move in with a low of 64, and currently, it's fair and 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce together with fluffy eggs, sausage, and cheese in a warm flour tortilla. And don't forget, Sonic's now open at 6 a.m. and serves their full menu all day.
When the temperature's rising, prices are falling at Walmart. 16-ounce Oscar Mayer meat wieners are only $1.25, and buy 39-ounce original Maxwell House coffee for just $5.77. Catch the falling prices at Walmart today.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Bauhaus, Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law, and Icon LASIK Center. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Hey, 21 minutes after 8 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Cynicism, we all suffer from it. You start talking about going to somebody who sells cars and immediately, oh my goodness. I mean, you know, your head shuts down, your body shuts down, you start going into spasms, you don't want to hear about it because there's so many people on the radio and on TV, and they're all out there to get you to use them, and they're using all kinds of gimmicks and all kinds of things going on. I just have only one way to appeal to you about Rockies, and that is great selection. So that was, I got more than one. Great selection, great price, good people. Three ways to appeal to you. Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They got their matching down incentive to help you out bank account-wise, and, yep, they got the best. These guys are my lifelong friends. Tom and Marv Al Shure, my brothers from another mother. Colby Harris taught me a lot about cars and about the car business. Adolf, Juan, Freddie Lobrato, what a great guy he is, Johnny Mays, all of the folks working at Rockies, Gerard Menard, all of them working out there are good, good people, and I feel totally comfortable in recommending them. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com. Just get on the internet and check it out, or get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-900-4964. 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
I think that it's absolutely despicable.
I'm completely disgusted.
He should go. He should be fired. He should be put in jail just like anybody else would be.
Seeing all those callers, they all sound white to me. And that's what's happened with the Michael Vick situation. Now it's drawing the line between the races here. Chance thunderstorms high today, 97, 303, 713, 70, 600. Various aspects of the black male facing trial in America, particularly if it's a black male athlete. And let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Mary in Denver. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the Michael Vick situation. And I am a white female, and I am always been fascinated by race relations in this country and why we can't seem to evolve past where we are right now. But the thing about Michael Vick is I honestly believe that the main reason that it's predominantly African-Americans that are aligning with him is mainly they just don't want to believe that kind of thing. I mean, it's just like the O.J. thing. I mean, they have a role model, a celebrity that is popular, and they hate to see him fall in their eyes. And I can totally understand that. I mean, it makes sense to me. But I really think that the fact that the majority of white people are kind of, you know, against him is not out of a racial perspective at all. It's just merely they don't have any feeling one way or the other about him being a representative of their people or anything like that. It's just, you know, looking at the evidence, it's like, you know, if he were white, if he were black, they would all feel the same way.
Well, no evidence has been heard, though, so we don't really know what all the evidence is. I maintain that there are a lot of people who feel he's guilty, and they simply feel he's guilty because they have this feeling towards animals, that animals are not like human beings, that they can't control their own destiny, and that you do something cruel to them, that you're a sick, perverted, and I have that feeling of anger about people who hurt animals. But in reality, in fairness, I mean, he hasn't had a trial. He's not going to have it until November, and we don't really know, for the most part. I mean, he's entitled to put on a defense. But why the guilt or innocence along racial lines? Because that's just as unfair of white people to say, oh, well, you know what, he's guilty.
Well, I think they would say that regardless of his race, you know, given the fact that he has been indicted by a grand jury, given their feelings towards animals and their innocent victims in this whole thing, I don't think that their feeling toward him has anything to do with his race in general. I mean,
my feeling about it is, if you're a professional athlete and you get indicted by, well, in any walk of life, anything you do, you get indicted by a grand jury, you're entitled to the presumption of innocence until found guilty, until you have a trial, but you shouldn't play or you shouldn't be on the job until that's resolved. But I also do know that there are a lot of white people out there who really do not understand African Americans, because maybe their only association with them is at work. And I think black males too are also threatening to some white females, and also some white males, that they immediately assume that because they were touted for years in this country, and still are to some degree, as the face of crime.
Right, and I honestly think that is very much a media created stereotype. I mean, I personally, as a white female, have never had any kind of personal situation that would make me believe that I need to be more afraid of a black male than any other kind of male. So the only reason I would think that is because of the images I see in movies and on TV that would put that thought into my head. But when I think about all the personal contacts I've had, that has never been something that would make me think that for any other reason.
All right, so you believe that his critics, who are mostly white, you think that they're being objective, and you think that African Americans, who are mostly his defenders, they're not being objective. They're looking at it through race-based lenses.
I think that more of the African Americans are looking at it through a race-based lens than the white. So I'm not saying it's cut and dry on either side, of course, but I just think, I'm not trying to be negative towards any group. I'm just saying it's understandable that given the stereotypes about black males and given, you know, our current race relations in this country, you know, it's got to be devastating for them to have yet another, you know, prominent black male athlete, you know, to be, you know, seen in this light. And, you know, they don't want to believe it. And I don't want to believe it, honestly. I don't want to believe it.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not true.
I hope it's not.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just not true. Mary, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jules in Denver. Jules, you're on AM 760.
Yes, my friend. This is you. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm talking about Michael Vick, man. Did you see him leaving the courtroom after the indictment?
No.
Yeah. That guy thinks that he's above the law. The fact that he's making $130 million a year.
Wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with making $130 million a year if you can get $130 million a year. Why is that a crime?
That's not a crime, but he thinks that he's above the law.
Well, where do you get that he thinks he's above the law based on a picture of him walking out of a courthouse?
Well, the fact that what I'm calling about is the fact that he's been named.
Well, like, yeah, but you know what? Grand juries name people, and then it turns out later that they're found innocent all the time. I mean, isn't the guy allowed to have a presumption of innocence and to be able to put on a trial? Or do you immediately assume that because he's been indicted by a grand jury, that you immediately assume that he's guilty? Because the old saying is, the right grand jury can indict a ham sandwich.
Okay, the fact is, we have two things here playing a big role. First of all, his co-defendant pled guilty. And
that doesn't make any difference that this guy who pled guilty, who decided to cooperate. I mean, the stories I hear is he's not a close friend of Vick's. That's number one. And number two, so he decides to take that course. How do you let that prejudice your view towards Michael Vick?
Okay, a good one is that the house where the dog is fighting belongs to him. So what's up?
But he's still entitled, regardless of what the story is, he's still entitled to go before a jury of his peers, if he can get one, and to put on a defense and to believe that and to assume that he's immediately guilty. That's just un-American.
Yeah, I love you. You know what? I really loved him so much when he took off the starting job. And I'm a black man, and when I saw him throwing, I was very proud of him. He let me down so bad that I don't even want to give him a chance. I just wanted to go to prison.
But you know what? But that's not fair. That's not fair, and that's not right. And if it were you that were in that position, you wouldn't want people to look at you that way.
Yeah, this guy let me down so much, man.
Well, I don't care whether he lets you down or not. People let people down all the time, but that's no reason to immediately assume that because he let you down that he's immediately guilty. I mean, what, you look at justice and you look at this stuff through your heart and your personal feelings? You're talking about a man's life here. Well, you laugh, but it's true.
Let me just say that to me, he's guilty. That's all I want to say.
Well, you know what? Based on what evidence is he guilty?
The house belonged to him.
You know what? Though he hasn't had a trial. He hasn't had a trial. You haven't even heard his defense, and immediately you've decided that he's guilty, but you haven't heard his defense. You know something? I'm going to tell you something, okay? And I respect you, and you have a right to your opinion, but I happen to know this from the times you've called me before. Now, you came here from someplace else, didn't you? From some other country, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You came here from the Congo. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's a little clue. We're not living in the Congo. We're living in the United States of America. You have a right in this country to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. So, are you an American citizen?
No, not yet.
Oh, you're not? Are you in the you're in the process of trying to become one?
Yes.
Then you need to fundamentally learn that that's the way things are supposed to work. That you are innocent until proven guilty. And that same kind of feeling towards him, you'd wish towards yourself if you were the one that was in the hot seat. You need to accept that and learn it. Because that is the American way. And if you can't learn it and you can't accept it, then really what you ought to think about doing is leaving. I know that doesn't make you happy, but this is the way America works, my friend. Just remember, what you wish on somebody else can someday come back and hit you. True?
I'm listening.
Well, think about that. Because if, God forbid, you were accused of a crime and your picture showed up in the paper and it said Jules, whatever your last name is, originally from the Congo, there would be xenophobic, white, racist individuals who would immediately assume that you were guilty because you're a black man and also because you're a foreigner. Now, that's not fair. You wouldn't want that. So don't immediately assume that Michael Vick is guilty because he made $132 million over however length of time it was, or that they found the dogs at his house, or whatever the case may be, allow him to go to trial and then let a jury of his peers decide. You'll be better off.
Yeah. You see, everything you said there, that makes sense to me, and I agree with you. Okay?
All right.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, you see, everything you described, I've been in this country 21 years, and everything you said has happened to me before, and you know who? In Africa, we say the best defense is innocence. The best defense you can get all the lawyers.
Yeah, but you know what though? You're not in Africa.
Yeah, but you know what I'm telling you? The worst have happened to me.
You're not in Africa. You're in America.
But
you're
presumed
innocent until proven guilty.
I went through that jail for 21 years.
Well,
you know
I don't
who
care.
Defended me? You know who defended me? The guy who's the governor right now. Your governor?
Well, I don't care. You are guilty. Yeah. You are innocent until proven guilty. Do you agree with that or don't you?
Like, I'm not going to say anything about the governor.
No. I'm asking you a question. Do you agree with the idea that you're innocent until proven guilty?
That's what you said. That's what people said. But in practice, it doesn't work
well,
like that.
Well, yeah, because listen to your phone call with me telling me that Michael Vick is immediately guilty even though he hasn't had a trial.
Yeah, but because the house belongs to him.
We're back to the same thing again. You know what? Pack your bags up and leave. Get out of the country. 837, traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay, we do have a wreck on eastbound 6. Stop-and-go conditions there due to this crash just west of Federal. So you can expect those delays. You'll hit those delays at least right around Wadsworth, and it'll stay up, stay with you up until that I-25 merge. So that's the toughest area right now. Southbound 225, still heavy after the DTC there, Parker to I-25. We have a multi-vehicle crash they've been cleaning up for some time in Parker at Lincoln and Chambers. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy and hot day with a high of 95. Currently, some clouds, 76. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers.
The sounds of summer are here, but we know the sound you're waiting for. Thursday, September 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, the NFL opening kickoff starring John Mellencamp, Faith Hill, and Kelly Clarkson, presented by Sprint, is on NBC. Then the Super Bowl champion Colts host the New Orleans Saints with Al Michaels and John Madden.
This is Kelly Clarkson. This is one launch party you don't want to miss.
The NFL opening kickoff is coming September 6th on NBC. Coors Light, the exclusive beer sponsor of the NFL.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive car insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal, but no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Colorado Buffaloes take on Florida State, Miami of Ohio, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. All at Folsom Field, Buffalo Territory, where you can buy the best premium seats in college football. CUCSU tickets for the Rocky Mountain Showdown are on sale also. So hurry. Call 303-49-BUS or log on to CUBUS.com to purchase University of Colorado football tickets today.
Go to Bojo's Pizza Highlands Ranch, 2690 East County Line Road today at noon and pick up your pass to The 11th Hour, the movie that examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Renewable energy saves money, but the initial investment can be steep. That's why Colorado Radiance Corporation offers affordable financing to qualified buyers. Don't wait to get custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Life can get busy, especially during the summer, but just an hour of your time every couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
You got my pride hanging out with us. Mattel, as we're called, 90 million toys made in China because of too much lead. 7.1 million of the Polly Pocket products have been recalled. Can't you just wait until the Chinese start importing automobiles into the U.S.? Oh, I can't wait. I'll be sure to buy one of those. Not. 8:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Talking about Michael Vick. And the fact that his defenders and his, for the most part, his defenders and his critics have lined up along racial lines. Here's Alan in Boulder. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
You know, the irony is, now, if he is found guilty, and he is, then he's facing jail time, right? Prison time or whatever. Then, so he'll be put in a cage like an animal is put in a cage. You know?
Somehow I don't see the irony.
If he's sentenced to jail time, which he probably will, I mean, if he's found guilty, he'll probably face jail time, right?
I would hope so.
And then that means they'll put him in a cage. And what we do with animals, we put them in cages.
I have animals, and I don't put them in cages.
Well, some animals are put in cages, and if he is found guilty, then he will be treated like an animal. Because when you're in jail, and I've been in jail for a short time, you're treated like an animal. You know,
okay, so your point being what? That it's ironic?
Yes, there is an irony involved there. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in jail. I don't think you have. I spent 40 days altogether. It's very unpleasant. You're treated like an animal. Sorry, yes, I am.
So are you commenting on the topic of Michael Vick's critics and his... His defenders being divided along racial lines, or are we getting are we having a speech here about prison reform?
No, okay, I'll get back to your topic of racial lines in this case. Yes, there's no question there are racial lines. I mean, one of your callers before said that race had nothing to do with it, and that's patent nonsense. Of course, it has something to do with it. There's no question if the whites, you know, dislike him. And the blacks are defending Vic, then we obviously, without question, are divided on racial lines. I don't see how anybody can't see that.
Yeah, but why?
Why is that? Well,
why is it that it's year 2007 and that we're going through this? I mean, I maintain a lot of it has to do with the fact that we talk a good game, but in reality, we don't really play a good game, and that, you know what, we don't really know each other.
Exactly.
We don't associate with each other. We still have segregated housing patterns. All of these things are going on, and nobody really wants to address it.
Well, I mean, there's something I could say, but then you might say that I'm going off on a tangent. But the problem is that social progress takes hundreds of years or thousands of years. When you look at history and you look at what's gone, you know, I mean, there's things just take so long to change within the span of a short lifetime. In other words, you know, when you look at this, at the sum total of time, it's a short time, right? 1,000 years in the sum total of time is a short time. But as to a human lifespan, it's a long time. And social progress does take thousands of years because it's based on genetics as much as anything else. You know,
Wait a minute. How is that based on genetics?
Selfish behavior, you know.
Well, that's not genetics. That's conditioning.
No. It's also caused by genes. In fact.
Oh, okay. Really? Where do you have? Where do you have information that would back up that claim?
All the current research.
Well, what current research? Name some.
All of it.
Well, no, don't say all of it. Name some.
Oh, I don't have it in front of me.
Naturally, nobody ever does. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of this: when the cops pull somebody over, and they say, "Got a registration for that car?" No.
Well,
does the car belong to you? No. Where'd you get the car? I don't have any idea where it came from.
When I called your show, I wasn't planning to discuss.
Well, I mean, you know, people make the okay. This drives me crazy.
Well, you know, it really bothered me. Was it?
Wait a minute. This drives you know what? If you're gonna make a claim, and you think that it's just like your personal opinion, just say in my opinion.
That's redundant.
But.
Okay.
You know what?
You take that.
You know what? You know what? This is like the bullfights.
Okay.
And what happens when you keep poking the bull? What does the bull do?
It gets angry. Okay.
Okay. You're poking me. The point I'm trying to make to you is, if you don't have the information to back that up, don't make that claim.
Okay. Well, what did bother me was the last caller. That made me nervous about racial relations. I mean, the guy had no conception of what it's like to be an American. He's probably been living here a long time. I mean,
20 years.
That's not good. I mean, you'd think you would have learned something in 20 years.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty frightening. All right, Alan, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Jeff in the Centennial. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. I'm a former world-class athlete, and I adhere to what you're saying about the ignorance of people in America when it comes to the black relationship and racism. I've seen in the professional field of athletics and sports, and no, it's not all genes. It's a lot of talent and ability and hard work and perseverance. And to say that Michael Vick is potentially guilty before he even goes to trial and is adjudicated is ignorance, pure ignorance. And the black athlete has been suppressed by many, many, many years of prejudice and racism, and they're still viewed that way. I was in this sport for 15 years. I saw it.
Do you think black males are threatening to white people?
Personally speaking,
maybe not to you, but I mean to other white people.
On the basis of their athletic ability and skill, or on the basis of just general populace as a whole.
General populace as a whole. You're walking down, not you, okay, but. White person walks down the street, sees black male coming, crosses the street, or gets nervous?
Yes, the ones that are racist, they're nervous too, yes. The ones that are closed-minded and narrow-minded, yes, they are definitely a threat to the person that's biased.
All right, so his critics who line up, most of his defenders are black, most of his critics are white. This is just race relations playing itself out in another theater.
Absolutely, 100% correct. You know, you got to look at both sides. I mean, unfortunately, Michael Vick makes, I mean, fortunately, he makes $132 million a year. He's an extremely talented athlete. And one reason why the federal government is after him, I think, under this grand jury indictment, is because the man's got a high profile, he makes a lot of money, and he's a professional athlete.
And they can make an example out of him.
Correct.
Still sad, man, that it's that his defenders and his supporters are lined up along racial lines. Why? How come we just don't take the attitude of he doesn't get a trial until November the 26th, so let's wait until then?
Right. They some of his sponsors have even pulled out and have a prejudicial attitude towards him before he's even been adjudicated through a conviction. And that, to me, is pure ignorance, and even in some instances, I think there's arrogance among the white population as a whole because the man's extremely successful. I mean, I love animals. I have a dog. But, you know, if he's guilty, then so be it. He needs to be incarcerated. And if everyone affiliated with him is guilty and there's a co-conspiracy, he'll find out. But he's got the best attorneys there are. He's got money, and, you know, he's going to defend himself. And, you know, he's being prejudiced against Jay because of his whole high-profile background.
All right. Well, I have mixed feelings about the sponsors pulling out. By the way, what did you do in sports?
I was world-class in track and field and road racing for 4 years in a row.
You were in road racing?
Yeah, running.
Oh, man, you must be in shape.
Was, past tense.
Ah! Now you never lose it, man. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, we'll see you. Imagine the shape he must have been in. And probably still could get in that shape, too. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Much slower traffic now along those eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue extending from Wadsworth toward Federal. That was due to an earlier wreck that looks like it's out of the way now. Eastbound arteries are still going to be pretty heavy, including C-470, Broadway to Quebec there if you're crossing Highlands Ranch. Eastbound lanes of U.S. 285, that was due to a crash that was cleared just west of Sheridan. Weather outlook today, it's going to be partly cloudy, but another hot, dry day with a high of 95. Tonight we'll get some of those evening thunderstorms going down to 64, and right now it's 76 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for working professionals online.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's good to have you along here this morning. 303-713-7600. And I was going to tell you about Purina One. And all of a sudden, I can't find my notes about Purina One. Ah, here we go. I got it. And the reason I search for this is because I love these little stories that they provide. I mean, at least for me, I think they're entertaining. Okay, how about this one? Check this out. When your dog has a tail in a stiff, upright position, it means he or she feels confident or dominant. And I'm supposed to tell you what kind of situations bring out the tough guy in Coco and Jackson. Jackson is, like, always dominant. Minpin, always dominant, always tough. Tries to be tough. Big growl. Little bite. Coco, on the other hand, Coco has never met somebody that she doesn't love. I mean, that's just the way she is. So she doesn't have this. But one thing they both have in common is that Mary and I love them very much, and we give them the best. And one of the best is Purina, because we know that the ingredients in our dog's food plays a role in their good health. And that's why we took the Purina One Challenge a long time ago. And before we switched, actually we switched when they were puppies, we found out that Purina One dog food starts with real meat, real poultry, and real fish as the number one ingredient. There are never any added fillers or artificial flavors. And every Purina One formula is packaged within hours of cooking, and that helps maintain freshness, nutrients, and taste. So what is in your dog's food? Do you know what's in your dog's food? If not, find out, and then see what Purina One can do for your pet. Go online to www.purinaonechallenge.com or call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK to take the Purina One Challenge. You'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Call or visit them on the website today. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Sleep. There is no equal. Nothing on earth can restore your body and replenish your soul like the deep slumber of a good night's rest. So why are you tossing and turning, frustrated with each hour that passes as the next day races toward you? You wonder why you can't fall asleep like the rest of the world. Wonder no more. Because now there's RestAid, the all-natural way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. RestAid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients, proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep, without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of RestAid, call now, 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of RestAid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
Want your money to go further this summer? Walmart's low prices save you even more. Triscuits and Wheat Thins are $2.50 for a large 12-ounce snack box. This summer, stretch your paycheck at Walmart.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Hughes Irrigation, Translations Galleries, and the Orr Law Firm. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. So pick up the phone. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good morning. It's 57 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Well, that's loud. Chance of thunderstorms high today, 97. Man, I just don't have time. I don't have time to take another call. That's what happens when people wait to call in too late. I just don't have time. By the way, somebody sent me an email and said, well, I assume then that you believe O.J. Simpson is innocent because he was found innocent at trial. Well, in a civil trial, though, he was found guilty. So I do believe he is guilty because in a civil trial, he was found guilty. Also, somebody else challenged me about my idea that Michael Vick shouldn't play until this is resolved, saying I don't understand innocent until proven guilty. Well, I most certainly do. And I don't think he should until the situation is resolved. All right. Jameson Fosier coming up next. Then open phone. Stick around.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson. The Colorado Buffaloes open the 2007 season with in-state rival Colorado State. It's the Quest Rocky Mountain Showdown from Invesco Field at Mile High, September 1st, kickoff at 10 a.m. Log on to AM760.net for more information and for your chance to win tickets to the big game from AM760.
I love the Comcast Triple Play, especially Comcast Digital Voice. Because for just one price, I call whoever I want anywhere in the country and talk as much as I want. And that's a lot.
That's a lot of speed. Comcast high-speed internet is up to four times faster than 1.5 meg DSL. My whole online experience has changed. Downloads are faster, pages load faster. Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to watching my favorite movies and shows on my schedule, whenever I want. Because I have on-demand with Comcast Digital Cable.
The Comcast Triple Play with high-speed internet.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington.
Toy recalls are emotional because they impact children.
Toy maker Mattel and the Consumer Product Safety Commission are announcing the recall of more than 9 million Chinese-made toys. Acting CPSC Chair Nancy Nord warns of dangers from small magnets and lead paint.
There's absolutely no excuse for lead to be found in toys entering this country.
Recall products include Batman action figures, die-cast cars, and Polly Pocket dolls.
Cool! New Polly Pocket car, cool drive through set, other cars with dolls.
There's a lot on the line for toy companies, according to industry analyst Chris Byrne.
The reputation and the business of these toy companies rests on the ability to produce safe toys and have consumers trust that they're safe. So I think you're going to see a renewed effort on the part of all of these people.
Recall products being pulled from the shelves, Mattel making production changes. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
Well, holy cow, the New York Yankees say Hall of Fame shortstop and longtime broadcaster Phil Rizzuto has died. He was Mike's side when Roger Maris hit his record-breaking homer in 1961.
Fastball hit deep to right. This could be it. Way back there. Holy cow, he did it. 61 for Maris.
Phil Rizzuto was 89 years old. Hawaiians have been warned to stock up on food and water as Hurricane Flossie approaches. A Category 2 storm is expected to pass within 100 miles of the island. Peter Donaldson is with the National Hurricane Center.
They need to find out where their shelters are in the area and be prepared to move to the shelters.
The governor has activated the Hawaii National Guard, and the National Hurricane Center says that in the Atlantic, Tropical Storm Dean has now formed. Another day of triple-digit heat in store for millions.
Oppressive heat just baking much of the deep south and southern plains.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen says some areas will hit record highs with heat indexes up to 115 degrees. It's been 8 days since six miners were trapped by a cave-in at a Utah coal mine. Now, says CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick, rescuers can do little more than drill holes in hopes of locating the men.
A third hole was being bored down to an area where the men may have rushed to escape the collapse. A fourth hole is also being considered. Mine co-owner Bob Murray says they're moving at a more rapid pace, but the underground effort, which is the best hope at reaching the men, has only progressed a third of the way in, and it's so dangerous some of the rescue workers have asked to be relieved.
Well, NASA's managers are still mulling over whether to schedule another spacewalk so that a gouge in Shuttle Endeavour's heat shield tiles can be fixed. And checking on Wall Street, it's turning into another down day in a big way. Right now, the Dow is off 154 points. Checking the NASDAQ, it's down 25 points, and the S&P 500 is off about 18.5 points. This is CBS News.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
It's clearance days at Dollar General. Get 25% off our everyday low prices on all swim toys and pools. 40% off select lawn and garden items.
Dollar General, that's a spot. Look at everything I got.
Plus 50% off select spring and summer apparel. Offers good while supplies last. And now, enter for your chance to win $1 million. No purchase necessary. Check out DollarGeneral.com for details. Save time. Save money every day.
Dollar General.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Merchants at Denver's 16th Street Mall trying to calm shoppers following Sunday's shooting of a clerk at a 7-Eleven. A co-worker says a guy returned to the store with a handgun after being asked to leave for loitering. The clerk is expected to recover. Police are quick to say this was an isolated incident. Former Williams-Sonoma CEO Ed Miller says he plans to focus on the fundamentals with an emphasis on customer service as he's taking over as the CEO of Quest.
The industry for sure is under competitive pressure, but that's a good thing. I think that's good for all the public, and we're up to the task.
The company's board of directors is betting that Miller's telecom and retail background will help Quest continue to whittle a niche in the rapidly evolving telecommunications landscape. Denver-based Frontier Airlines says a former company executive will return to the carrier to take over for Jeff Potter as new chief executive officer. Stan Menke formerly served as senior vice president. He left to join Air Canada 2 years ago. During his previous stint with Frontier, Menke led the development and launch of the carrier's highly successful Whole Different Animal marketing campaign. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like we have slow traffic that remains along southbound I-25 from I-70 to Spear. So just heads up if you are headed into the downtown area. We had an earlier wreck. It is now gone. Northbound I-25, heavy as well, extending from the Downing Street Bridge towards 6th Avenue. We still have a slow pocket along your southbound 225 lanes just after Parker. Weather outlook today, you can expect...
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Managing Director at Media Matters for America, Jameson Fosher. He has extensive experience in progressive research, communications, and strategy, having worked for nearly a decade in national politics. Most recently, he served as research director at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee in the 2002 cycle. And check out Media Matters at MediaMatters.org. It's a really worthwhile organization. And JMO, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
All right. Let's get into some stuff here. First of all, oh, Lord, I don't know what to say about this. All right, here's Matthews, Chris Matthews, to CNBC's Burnett. You're a knockout. It's all right getting bad news from you, and here's what it sounds like. Listen to this.
Welcome back to Harbaugh. So what's going on with the stock market? Yesterday, the stocks on Wall Street suffered their biggest one-day decline since February. Should we be worried? Aaron Burnett anchors CNBC Squawk on the Street and Street Signs. Welcome. Aaron, you know, I noticed the statistical quirk is the market's actually up for the week, but it doesn't feel that way.
You know, it certainly didn't. And Chris, hey, you know, you've noticed it. I think it's now, well, 6 out of the past 8 days, I believe, after today's close, that we've had the market move either 100 points up or down. I mean, the volatility that we're seeing right now is volatility we haven't seen since 1987. And you may remember what happened in 1987, an unpleasant one-day 23% fall for the market.
Yeah, but I didn't have any money back then. I didn't care back then. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's almost unprecedented, right, except for then. You know, but I was talking about earlier today, Chris, you know, people are afraid and worried about the market, and they should be because it's so unpredictable right now. But if you look back at 1987, there's a lot of things that are similar to what we're seeing now. You know, oil prices were going up then, the cost of loans were going up then, market hit a record and then started to falter. We're seeing all of those things now, but it is different this time around. A lot of people other than you have a lot of money, so the market's a lot bigger, and that likely means that the cushion is a lot more significant than it was back then. So as far as is this just the beginning of a giant crash, most likely not. Well, they were part of the biggest increase in home ownership in this country that we've ever seen. I mean, home ownership's ticked up a few percentage points over the past few years thanks to low interest rates and all those creative types of mortgages. And you could say that's a good thing. But, you know, Chris, I guess just to throw it out there and, you know, be provocative but also ask a fair question, you know, maybe not everybody is able to own a home. We like to think of owning a home as a right in this country.
Yeah.
It might not be.
Could you get a little closer to the camera?
What is it? Is it
coming in closer?
Strangely?
No, coming further. Coming closer. Really close.
What are you doing?
Just kidding. You look great. Anyway, thanks. Aaron, it's great to have. Look at that look. You're great.
I don't even know. I'm going to have to go look at the tape here.
No, you're beautiful. I'm just kidding. You're a knockout. Anyway, thank you, Aaron Burnett.
All right.
It's all right getting bad news from you even. Okay, thanks for coming on Hardball.
What was up with that exchange?
Well, I don't know what was up with it. It certainly sounds like Chris Matthews is hitting on Aaron Burnett here. He tells her she's beautiful, asks her to lean in closer to the camera, tells her she's a knockout. The New York Post actually today in their gossip column on page 6 has an apparent explanation of this from Chris Matthews or an excuse. According to page 6, Matthews says he was only fooling around with Burnett because the camera lens made her appear closer than usual. And they quote Matthews saying, "It was this weird fishbowl look. I was just kidding around." That doesn't really explain, you know, that might theoretically explain him asking her to lean in closer. That doesn't explain him going on and on and on about her being beautiful and a knockout and it's okay getting even bad news from you. And it's worth keeping in mind that Chris Matthews, if you watch his television show, frequently seems to be you know, almost obsessed with issues of sexuality and physicality. He goes on and on and on about the Clinton sex life and about big broad-shouldered Republicans like Mitt Romney and wonders just last week he was wondering where all the big beefy Democratic men had gone.
I know that.
You know, it's really it's kind of part of a pattern here of him sort of dwelling on and obsessing about sexuality and physicality, and so that makes this explanation of his that he was just kidding around because of how the camera made her appeal ring a little bit hollow.
He's I don't know what to say about him. I mean, I was so disappointed after the AFL-CIO debate of the Democrats that you know Matthews was going to handle the wrap-up with Keith Olbermann. I mean, Matthews never, for the most part, ever gives any Democrats an even break. And you're right. He is obsessed on a daily basis, particularly with Hillary Clinton. He never stops talking about her, and he does keep making all of these comments about broad-shouldered and, you know, beefy and all that. I'm astounded by him on a daily basis.
That's a pretty reasonable reaction to have, I think. There was an example a few months ago, just one of the many times that he's gone on and on and on about Hillary Clinton and gender issues in that way. And really, this was part of a stretch where I'm sure he'll come back to it, but where he was speculating just about nightly about how often Bill and Hillary Clinton sleep together. And finally, one evening, it led to one of his guests Washington Post reporter Lois Romano to ask him what his obsession with the logistics was, because he just kept pounding away night after night about how many nights did they spend together. At one point he asked, how many days of the year are they actually together in the same roof overnight, if you will? You know, clearly trying to get at here their sex life and just how often they sleep together. It's really kind of disturbing. And then we add on top of that this strange obsession he seems to have with his notions of masculinity and who's masculine and their the male candidate's physical appearance and broad-shouldered, and he goes on about Fred Thompson looking like the Aqua Velva Man or smelling like the Aqua Velva Man or something crazy like that. This is, in some ways, MSNBC's flagship political program. It doesn't get the ratings that Overman gets, but they promote the heck out of it and present Chris Matthews as their kind of political expert. And he's a guy who, you know, seems to have some issues here.
All right, so there's nothing wrong with telling a woman that she's good-looking, but what you're basically saying here is that when you're doing a serious, or what's supposed to be a serious news talk program,
Yeah, she was right in the middle of, you know, a very serious news report here about the volatility of the markets and the housing market and the stock market and this really very, very serious topic. And he just kind of blurts out with, you know, lean in a little closer. Let me get a look at you. You're beautiful. You're a knockout. It was, you know, really pretty bizarre. And certainly not something that he would have said to a male reporter.
No, that's true. And it's kind of almost as if his mind just wandered off. It's
right.
Like he wasn't.
So, again, he can claim that this was just him reacting to this strange camera angle all he wants, but there is no conceivable way that he would have said that to a male reporter. You're a knockout. You're beautiful. Let me get a good look at you. I can hear even bad news from you. No conceivable way that this precisely the same camera angle on a male reporter would have elicited a similar response.
I don't know. With his comments about Rudy Giuliani, maybe not. Maybe he would. I really don't know. All right. It's 9:15, 15 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jameson Fosher with us for Media Matters. Media repeated Roe's assessment of the 2008 election without noting he was wrong in 2006. I found this to be absolutely just like, okay. I mean, when they were all doing this yesterday, and basically the only person who pointed out that he was wrong about most of those things was John Dean on Countdown with Keith Olbermann, and I'm not sure if Howard Feynman said that or not, but most of the rest of the media just went along with, like, well, whatever Karl Rove says, it's just got to be true.
Yeah, you know, they've always portrayed him as this kind of genius who, if he says something about politics, it's got to be right. And certainly in the last 24 hours or so after he announced that he was leaving the White House in the end of August, the news reports about him have continued that, treating him as some sort of seer. And many of them have mentioned that in announcing that he was leaving, he made a prediction that Republicans have a very good chance of winning the White House in 2008. What they didn't note is that despite this reputation that these news organizations have given him for being such a brilliant prognosticator, shortly before the 2006 midterm elections, he predicted that Republicans would keep the House and the Senate, and not just predicted it, but insisted that he was right. At one point when he was being interviewed and was challenged on that claim, he said that his numbers were the math. It was the way to look at it.
That's
Republicans
right.
were going to win in
yep.
this very condescending way. But those predictions at the time, in you know back in October of 2006, a lot of the media ate it up with a spoon. There was a memorable report by, I think, Mike Allen, basically saying things look bad for the Republicans, but here's why they're okay. And it was basically this recitation of things Karl Rove had assured them about.
NPR treated it as gospel, and they're the ones who ran the interview.
Right. And then if you think back even to 2000, shortly before Election Day in 2000, Karl Rove was predicting that George Bush would win 55% of the vote. In fact, he got fewer votes than Al Gore got. He said that Bush would get 320 electoral votes. That was off by about 50, even if you give Bush Florida. So his actual track record is of being wrong. And now maybe he's wrong because he doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe he's wrong because he thinks it's his job to spin. But either way, the media shouldn't be taking his pronouncements seriously. He's just consistently been wrong. whether or not it's wrong, you know, because he doesn't know what he's talking about, or whether or not it's because he's spinning. Either way, why would you take this guy seriously when he makes predictions like this? But they do over and over again because they've convinced themselves that he's some sort of genius. If that's the case, I'm not quite sure why Republicans got whooped so badly last year. But
well, that's exactly right. I mean, he fits in with the same pattern that the rest of the administration fits into, which is that most of what they've said and most of what they predicted and most of what they said was going to happen on a number of fronts have really turned out not to have happened. And
yet, for some reason, the media doesn't stop believing them when they say new things, or at least take it with a grain of salt and say, you know, for the record, this person's track record is of having gotten things wrong.
Now, the only person you can really give credit to is Bill Plant of CBS, who yelled out, well, if Karl Rove's so smart, why did you guys why did you guys get beaten so badly in 2006? I mean, he's the only one.
You know, the other thing that we've seen just a lot of in the last day or so since he announced he stepped down is this whitewashing of his role in the Flynn leak.
That's another thing.
Where, you know, all along the media has sort of downplayed the extent of this, but the White House and President Bush years ago promised that they would fire anyone who had anything to do with leaking Valerie Plame. We know that Karl Rove had something to do with it. He leaked her name and her occupation, and he wasn't fired. And the media pretty much all along has sort of changed the terms of that promise. They've claimed that Bush promised to fire anybody who was convicted or who broke the law. That wasn't the original promise. The original promise was that they would fire anybody involved, and that applies to Karl Rove, and they didn't fire him. That's something that is significant enough that it should be mentioned in these news reports, particularly news reports that emphasize that he's leaving of his own volition. Well, he is, apparently, but should he be? George Bush promised to fire this guy.
Yeah, and you're right. The media, you know, one of the reasons I believe one of the reasons why the administration, the GOP, one of the reasons that they're able to get away with much of what they get away with is because the media just does not ever ask any follow-ups and does not hold them accountable. I mean, George W. Bush did make those statements that if anybody were involved, he was going to dismiss them. Well, and you know what? It never happened.
Right. There's another piece of this that never really got any media attention, and that's that Karl Rove had still has security clearance. He has clearance to see classified information. And as part of that, getting security clearance, part of the rules are if you disclose classified information publicly, which he did by outing Valerie Plame, you lose your security clearance. There's very specific guidelines involved in this. And the media's really never asked the Bush administration why this guy still had his clearance. In fact, it was renewed, I believe, last winter.
That's exactly right.
And Henry Waxman, the chair of the Government Reform and Oversight Committee in the House of Representatives, has asked the Bush administration about this. So there has been congressional interest in this topic, but the media just won't cover it. I remember maybe a year and a half ago, Jonathan Alter wrote a column in which he raised it. But other than that, I can't think of a news report that's focused on why this guy has a security clearance after divulging classified information, which again, the process there isn't discretionary. There are clear guidelines laid out for what happens when somebody with classified with clearance divulges classified information, and the Bush administration apparently hasn't followed those guidelines. And that's not something that probably any of your listeners are aware of, because the media hasn't reported it at all.
No, they don't. And every time you think that, well, this guy's pretty good, then they turn around and they leave something out. They don't ask a follow-up. They make statements that are, you know, you scratch your head and say, well, where did you come up with that? Like Howard Fineman last night on Oberman yelling the Democrats have lost and the Republicans have won. And his logic was because there'll be troops there, and even now most of the mainstream Democratic candidates or most of the Democratic candidates will not admit, you know, are admitting that we'll have to lose troops and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know where he comes up with the idea that equates to George W. Bush and Karl Rove and the Republicans winning anything.
Well, you know, Howard Fineman is a pretty consistent voice for how much trouble the Democrats are in. That's always his theme, right? Right. About a week and a half ago or so, I think on Chris Matthews' show, he was going on about how the Democrats were in trouble going into 2008, and if they can't win the 2008 election, they deserve to go the way of the Whigs, a political party that disappeared. Now, the funny thing about that is he made exactly the same comments before 2006, that if Democrats didn't win in 2006, they deserve to go the way of the Whigs. Well, the Democrats greatly surpassed this bar that Feynman set. He should probably keep quiet about that particular analogy for a little while, but that's his shtick, is here's why the Democrats are in trouble. I remember a column he wrote in the fall of 2005, post-Katrina, as really through corruption and Iraq going badly in Katrina, the bottom had fallen out for the Republicans. Anybody who looked at it could see it was a wildly unpopular president. They were pushing wildly unpopular policies, and Howard Feynman wrote a column about how the Democrats were in trouble. And it was just a joke. And one of his indications of why the Democrats were in trouble is that they, unlike the Republicans, don't have national stars. Well, tell that to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and John Edwards, all of whom are having a great deal more success raising money than the Republicans are, and getting energy and excitement around them. That's what Howard Feynman does. He looks around, he tells you, okay, things look bad for the Republicans, and here's why the Democrats are in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? Keith Olbermann keeps booking him back on again, time and time again.
I suspect that's I think NBC and Newsweek have a sort of an operating agreement there, and that's you know, you would hope that somebody when Howard Feynman would make these pronouncements would say, okay, now didn't you say something just like this in the fall of 2005, and it didn't work out that way. What's different now? Why is it that you keep making the same predictions and the same statements over and over and over again, even when they turn out to be false? It's sort of the political version of the Tom Friedman, we just need six more months in Iraq. At some point, shouldn't people who are conducting interviews of these pundits say, wait a second, you've been saying the same thing over and over again for years, and it's been false over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're going through, now I've noticed we're going through a recycling again of the same old story about how the surge is succeeding. And I'm starting to get now emails from people saying, well, now that the surge has succeeded, yet last night we had three more soldiers killed in Iraq. Yeah, they keep recycling this stuff over and over and over again. And it just amazes me that a lot of the public apparently doesn't, or maybe they are. Maybe they're on to it. And then the other thing was, yesterday I was driving around, so what I did was I started going up and down the dial again, which is a mistake. And, yeah, I mean, the dial's full of screaming white men, basically, yelling about Democrats and demonizing liberals. Same thing. You know, all working off the same script in different ways. And you wonder at what point the public is going to say, you know what? Enough is enough.
You know, there was the Pew Research Center does periodic studies and polls about people's attitudes towards, among other things, the press, and they released their latest report, I think, about a week ago, and basically found that people don't trust news organizations to be accurate.
Right. They feel they're biased.
To be fair. And there's a reason for that, and it's not that news organizations get things wrong. Everybody gets things wrong. News organizations are staffed by human beings. Human beings make mistakes. It's that they don't seem to care. It's that you will see Chris Matthews again and again and again make the same false claim. He obviously doesn't care that he's gotten it wrong. It's that you'll see the New York Times and the Washington Post print something, as they did in 2000, in 1999, actually, when they both ran a quote from Al Gore that he didn't actually say, and they portrayed him as a liar based on this quote that he didn't actually say. And that very night that they both ran that quote, MSNBC, it was actually Chris Matthews, aired the video clip of what Gore actually said. So that very night there was proof that Al Gore hadn't said what the Times and Post claimed he said. It took them a week and 10 days, respectively, to run a correction. And during that week, the rest of the media all ran with this bogus quote and called Al Gore a liar for it. And so by the time the correction came around, it was too late. But the point being, had they run a correction the next day, I think most people who noticed this would have said, okay, they made a mistake and they fixed it. Fine. What they did was they made a mistake and they didn't fix it. They showed that they didn't care about getting it wrong. They didn't care about the truth. The New York Times, this is an example I wrote about last week, the New York Times 13 years ago ran an article about Whitewater that contained a false claim about Bill Clinton giving Tyson Foods a bunch of loans when he was governor of Arkansas. The Times, a month later, this is, you know, back in 1995, a month later, the Times ran a correction. Took them a month. But what's really amazing is that that article continues to exist on the New York Times webpage without the correction and with the false claim still in place 13 years later.
Yeah.
That's why people don't trust the press. It's not because they get things wrong. It's because they don't care that they got things wrong.
Yeah, and you know something? I really don't think they care. JMO, thank you. I really appreciate the time. It's good to have you on, and I look forward to having you on again.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Take
care. All right, take care. There's Jameson Fosher, Managing Director at Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org and get their daily mailers. It just will blow your mind. Open phones coming up now. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Or talk about nothing, and maybe we'll just play music up until 10 o'clock. Where do we get fired?
Tonight, be there as Dog the Bounty Hunter is sent to prison. This time, on the outside looking in.
I had to go back one more time.
Find out what made the star of the A&E hit series the man he is today.
I started to tell myself I can be anybody I want to be.
From ex-con to icon. It's the A&E special, A Man Called Dog. Tonight at 9, 8 central, only on A&E.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Search Dog USA.
9:30. We're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Rocky's Autos. I talk a lot about them. I always try to think of ways to demonstrate or to say something about them that makes sense. Look, you're going to buy a car, you're going to buy an SUV, you're going to buy whatever it is that you want to buy as far as a vehicle goes, you want to be treated right. You want to save money. And you also want to get a good deal. And you can have all of that at Rockies plus a lot more. They have the largest selection of clean late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got a matching down incentive that helps you out bank-wise, and I don't care how much money you've got or how little you've got, any help that in that area is always greatly appreciated. Plus, they've got good people who treat you the way you deserve to be treated, which I don't think is asking too much, but apparently you go to some places and it is asking too much. See my friends the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv. See Kobe Harris. See Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Adolph Juan, all of the folks out of Rockies, and I know I'm leaving somebody out like Ziggy, but all of the folks at Rockies work very, 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 very hard. Now, you can see the selection online at RockiesAutos.com or get out there in person. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Without getting into overkill, I just got to tell you what's coming from my heart, and what's coming from my heart is these are good folks to deal with. They're my lifelong friends, and Mary and I have been good customers at Rockies, and we will continue to be, and we send our family and friends, and you ought to get out there and check them out. Rockies Autos Corner, 63rd and Federal.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take me west. 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms today. High 97, and it's a little cloudy out there, but it's nothing that looks too threatening. Open phones underway at 303-713-7600. AM 760 wants to send you to the movies for free. The 11th Hour, produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio, is a film that inspires action as we face the crisis of global warming. The film screening is coming up Thursday, August 23rd, at the UA Denver Pavilions. Come pick up your free movie passes today between 12 noon and 1 this afternoon at Bojo's in Highlands Ranch, 2690. That's 2690 East County Line Road. And for more information, go to am760.net. All right, I got two lines open. It's anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. I don't care what it is. We can get into it. Because, you know, I don't always want to have to give you direction on what to talk about. Sometimes you just bring some of your own concerns to the table. And how are we going to even know what you're concerned about unless you tell us? We don't have any way of reading your mind or minds. Well, in the case of this show, we don't have any way of reading your mind. Sorry, we'll catch some traffic with Gina, and then we'll go to the phones at 303-713-7600. Gina, traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. Heavy traffic south on I-25 from I-70 to Spear. No surprises there. Usual slow pocket for this time of the morning if you're still trying to make your way into downtown. Otherwise, beautiful ride across the metro area. We're free of any kind of collisions or problems. Weather outlook today. You can expect a partly cloudy day. It's going to be another hot one, though, with a high of 95. Right now, few clouds, 76. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell for less every day.
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
Hi. Any tips on getting a girl I like to notice me?
Easy. A new set of Autolite XP Extreme Performance spark plugs are sure to turn any lady's head.
Really? I don't think she really cares about that sort of stuff.
What woman wouldn't be impressed by optimum engine performance and top fuel efficiency over the life of the plug?
I was kind of thinking flowers.
Yep. Just add Autolite XP plugs and love will blossom. This has been Man Tips, sponsored by Autolite spark plugs. It's time to change your plugs.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear.
Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused.
Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish.
Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed, only brand clinically tested.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Get rid of those adjustable loans and all your other debt, and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and they're a direct lender and can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans, so they can say yes even if you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every single month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it's not going to last long. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 97. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Here's Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
You know, one of the reasons why I have lost a lot of faith in the media is so many media outlets and so many media sources actually have an agenda. I think FAUX Radio or FAUX News is probably the classic example, but so many people in the media aren't reporting news. They are repeating mantra. I was talking with a buddy last night that still believes that Al Gore said that he invented the internet, and there's no correcting this guy on that point because he heard it on faux news.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that are like that, and they live in an alternative or parallel universe from where you and I are living, and they're convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that what they see is true because they're conditioned to believe that if somebody gets on television and somebody tells them that it's true, then they're conditioned to believe that it is true. And you have a degree of those folks, and then you have another degree of folks out there who don't believe anything they're told because they've caught the media making mistakes. And it's, you know, people are going to other places, man. They're going to other places, and the end result is that one of these days, all these folks are going to wake up, and they're going to find that people just aren't there.
Well,
they're gone somewhere else.
I find that this, you know, the endless repetition of mantra and labeling it as news and a conscious attempt to manipulate me, my opinion, and my vote. And, you know, I do go to a variety of sources because, you know, just because I'll use somebody else on your station, because Randy Rhodes says something, that doesn't make me believe it, and she'll go on to say, don't believe it, check it out.
Well, you shouldn't believe anything that anybody tells you right off the bat, but one of the problems we have in this country is the lines between news and entertainment, those lines used to be very, very, very concrete. Those walls were very, very concrete. They are not that way anymore. Talk radio was conceived as a form of entertainment. It's another radio format. But now it's become blurred. And you have people out there who hear talk show hosts and they say, oh, well, they're on the radio and they're talking about news, so they must know what they're talking about and they must be telling the truth. And in reality, that's not the case. And it used to be in the old days, you knew what a newsman was, and you knew what an air personality was. Just like on television, you knew what a newsman was, and you knew what a talk show host was. And those lines have also become smeared. And so the public is confused. They know something's wrong. They just don't know how to fix it or what the problem is. I got to run, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, that's it for this morning. Tom Hartman's next tomorrow, 6 a.m. We'll start this agony all over again.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation.